Yeah, Hot Rod Lincoln. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Been a week. We've been gone for a week, and I got the shakes.
Yeah.
Got the heebie-jeebies. No free talk week. No free talk live for a week.
Yeah, well, the Jews thought they could put us down, you know, permanently, but that doesn't happen in VNN land.
Not I guess we got some new listeners tonight, thanks to the Turner Radio Network.
Absolutely. Hal Turner, the voice of the common man, is putting us through this evening on his network, and I very much appreciate it. Our voices are going out to many, 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 many more people tonight.
Many more. That would be Hal Turner from HalTurnerShow.com, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And from what I understand, it's also being carried on a couple FM stations, one in New York and one in Arkansas.
So, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And by the way, I like that song you played, New York Joe and Redneck Tennessee. tells a whole story.
Yep, sure does.
Maybe you want to talk a little bit about what this show's all about, Stan, for our new listeners, since you're pretty good at that.
Well, Free Talk Live is a production of Vanguard News Network that would be related to govnn.com and vnnforum.com. And Free Talk Live is basically a show hosted by broadcasters such as ourselves. On various nights. Tonight, Jim and I have Monday night, and we discuss various topics relating to white concerns. We bring you news that the Jews won't do, meaning the main media outlets like CNN and CBS, NBC, Fox, things they don't talk about, things they want to cover up. We bring that to you. And we allow, we allow folks to jump on air with us if you have a nice little program called Skype, which you can get at skype.com, which allows you to phone into our show and speak with us and air your views. And we are all about free speech, so we welcome anyone and join in.
And this is genuine free speech. Right, Stan?
Absolutely.
And we don't pull any punches here.
Yep. Don Imus, call us up, man. You can talk here.
Yeah. Yeah. We say nappy-headed hoes often.
Yes.
If we have to.
Absolutely.
We're not going to sit here and just repeat the words nappy-headed hoes unless we run out of material, but I don't think that's going to happen tonight.
No, not at all. And if you do want to call by Skype, you can reach me. My username is SSKIIT. So you can use that. Skype, send me a message, and I will get you on air.
Hey, Stan, maybe it'd be easier if we directed the newer listeners. I think it'd be easier if they went either or to HalTurnerShow.com. I think they'd get the pertinent information there, or they could go to both, because this is going to be a long show tonight, at least 2 hours, but if they go to vnnforum.com and go to the This Just In section of the forum, well, right at the top of the This Just In the news is it's an ongoing thread for this radio show.
Yep.
And you can... I think you could register if you'd like to post on the thread. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Stan, but I think you could register and post on the forum immediately. Am I correct?
I do believe things are set up that way, yes. Yep.
Well, if not, the information on where to call using Skype, that information's there. And
you can also see it on the front page of govnn.com.
Or you could also go to goyfire.com.
Sure. Why not?
There's a bunch of them.
Speaking of Goyfire, Goyfire 51 is out. Goyfire 51 is available for download. So folks might want to get in on that. That's a very good white nationalist commentary brought to you by Alex Linder, the owner and proprietor of VNN. and Craig Chain Cobb and Aegis. And they do a recorded show that discusses you know, many relevant, you know, timely news events, and they spin it in their own direction, you know, as it pertains to white people. And
those guys are great. They're great. They do a great show. They yeah. really do. Aegis freaking rocks, man. I don't care what anybody says. Aegis rocks.
Yeah. Oh, and when Alex gets going, look out, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he'll join us tonight if
I'm
he's listening.
He is. I have a message into him, hoping he will join us. I know he's been quite busy with some things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with our latest incursion of Jewosity relating to knocking down our forum server and our broadcasting server.
Yeah, what happened, and that's the reason we weren't able to do a show last week, by the way. We were down, you know, temporarily, but we're back.
Well, once again, some, I would suppose, kikes or whatever, you know, put some pressure on our last host, and they shut us off immediately for terms of service violations, even though we've been paying them well and regularly. And they gave us a runaround in getting our data and information, and so I don't know if there's going to be legal proceedings against them or whatnot, but it took us a little bit to get everything back up and running. So
yeah, it's amazing how those Jews, if they hear something on the air that they don't like, which you know, in all cases is true, it's amazing how they just don't turn the radio. They just don't turn it off. They'll go whining to people's bosses and try to get them, you know, fired. And
yeah, they hate freedom of speech or any speech that goes against their plans. What they're
yeah,
trying
to
achieve.
Our media is definitely controlled. Most people listening to this show are regular listeners. I'm sure they're all aware of that. But for the new listeners who may be tuning in on the FM dial, a good place to find out exactly how controlled our media are is go either to VNNforum.com, HalTurnerShow.com, or Goyfire.com, and you'll pick up on it real quick. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
No Jews, just right. That's
yep.
our saying.
That's it. Yeah, they complain and they whine, they threaten legal action, and you know, most of these server companies or whomever, you know, you're trying to put your message across with will fold because they don't want to have any legal action brought against them. They don't want, you know, anything cutting into their profits, and so they fold rather quickly. And a good way to learn about this and read about it is to read who controls America. And I'm not exactly sure where you can find that. Is that a national?
You can find it, I think, a few places. If you go to Google and just do a search on "Who Rules America," it'll come up.
Right.
If you type in Nat Van along, you know, with that, the article that you're talking about will come right up to the top.
And this article explains and gives you example and shows you who is controlling the mass media in this country and around the world.
Yeah, as a friend of mine would say, Pastor Jim Wickstrom, he'd say it tells you who's who and who's Jew.
That's it.
Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about tonight, don't we? I mean, even though
tons.
We only missed 1 week. Hey, you know what? I'll take a second here to point out to the new listeners on the FM stations and to the new Internet listeners who aren't familiar with my voice.
The golden throat of Jim.
Yankee.
They call me Yankee Jim up here. And I'm in the Jew-infested Catskill Mountains of New York. And they really are infested with Jews.
Mm.
And I point that out often.
They're building a yeshiva.
That's right. There is a new yeshiva. Mm-hmm. Somebody pointed out that they're building a new one in, I think it's the town of New Hempstead. We'll go into that later.
Under TJ.
And perhaps the guy that posted that article on VNNforum.com, perhaps he'll join us to explain to the listeners.
I would hope so.
What's going on with the new yeshiva, with the 750? I think I read girl students.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but either way, I'm up in here in the Jew-infested Catskill Mountains of New York, and I point that out often. And people accuse me of being an anti-Semite just because I point out that the Catskill Mountains are infested with Jews.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to wear that label, by the way.
Very good.
If being an anti-Semite consists of pointing out that the Catskill Mountains are infested with Jews, well, then so be it.
Well, let's explain something about anti-Semitism. The word itself is incorrect, because a Semite could be either a Jewish or an Arab person. Now, personally, I don't think I'm an anti-Semite, because I have Arab acquaintances, and they fight the Jew. So
I have no real problems with Arabs either.
Yeah.
As long as as long as they want their sons to marry their daughters, and preferably over on their shores, I have no problem with them. And I always like to point out, go back to the good old days when our friends, the Arabs, the Semites, used to. They'd be happy just selling us cheap oil. Remember the days of that cheap gasoline?
Sure do.
Stan, I point Absolutely. That out all the time. I try to remind people, when people talk to me and tell me that, these terrorists want to blow us up, and I just remind them that all they ever wanted to do before we started supporting this shitty little state of Israel, they just wanted to sell us oil real cheap. And myself, I'm 51 years old. I can actually remember paying 26 cents a gallon for gasoline. 26.9, I'm sorry, that'd be 27 cents.
Yeah.
So, and I like to point that out to people. Usually I'll start up a conversation at the gas pumps, because when I was a teenager, I was able to fill up my first car, which was a 66 Mustang, for $4. And if you think about it,
wow.
Usually that's enough to get people thinking when they're digging for gasoline money.
Right.
Because
there is no gas shortage.
There's no oil shortage. It's just like diamonds.
Yep.
It's controlled.
Yeah, there's little rocks in the ground that people can pick up just about anywhere. I mean, you can dig them out of the hills in Pennsylvania. I don't have to go all the way to Africa to get them, from what I understand.
They're controlled, just like our media.
Yeah, $4 to fill up a tank. I spent $75 filling up my truck the other day, and it was still had a quarter of a tank in it before I started.
I can't tell you the last time I filled up my... I've got a pickup truck that's got two tanks, and there's two small tanks, but either way, I'm going to guess that I'm not going to get away from a gas pump, on a fill-up for any less than $75. I tell my son that often, and you should hear some of the names he calls me. You know how the old-timers sit around and go, back when I was a kid there, we used to do our paper routes, and, I tell my son now that I used to fill my car up for $4, and now that he has to buy gas, he thinks about it. He thinks about it, because even in a smaller car today, I don't think you're going to pull up, on an empty tank and get away without dropping at least a $30 bill.
Well, yeah, look at it this way. I mean, cut my lawn, I got to fill my 5-gallon gas can, and so it's 3:02 now, so that's over $15 for 5 gallons of gas. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's one thing you can think about now that spring's here. It used to cost me about a dollar to cut my grass. Now it costs $3.
Uh-huh.
Just triple everything. Just triple everything in the last, what's it been, 5 years?
Why does it cost
this
much?
What's that, Stan?
Why does it cost this much?
Well, because we side with the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, since when? 1948?
I believe it was when that shitty little country was created, when that land was stolen from the other Semites over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and this wonderful war on terror, I like to say. People think I'm just trying to frame a southern accent, but actually I'm saying, you know, war on earth. You know, terror, T-E-R-R-A. You know, we're over there blowing away Iraqis in the name of freedom. And really all it is a war to protect Israel. And in the meantime, all that wonderful oil that people say we're really fighting for, especially like liberals and whatnot, you know.
Hey, you know what, Stan? You know what? Usually we usually wait till a later part of the show to go into it, to the TNB section of the program.
Yeah.
And once again, you did it like you were reading my mind here. You just led me into a story that involves a little TND here, if you'd
Shizzle, my niggas, it's time for the TND section of our program.
Yeah, it is time for the TND section of our program. Which
well, we don't have to jump
time.
Right into it.
Well,
I mean, we
got
can,
a good one,
you know.
So let's hear it. Bring it on.
Well, I do got, we do have a good one here. I'm getting all kinds of messages here on Skype. Somehow I got involved in a
giant love fest of white nationalists. I know, I'm there too.
I'm going to have to be rude and bail out of this.
We'll just stay in. Just keep it minimized, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, they want us.
Well, there's another one, I think. Or how many we got going here? But either way here, since you got the TNB, and for those who don't know, by the way, TNB is an acronym for typical nigger behavior.
What you talking about, Willis?
Typical nigger behavior, that's what I'm talking about. And if you listen to this article, you'll understand why we refer to it as TNB, commonly referred to as typical nigger behavior. And, Stan, you know, I read about... there was a very similar case, I think it was 2 weeks ago on our last show. There was a very similar case where the perp used a gun instead of a knife. But this happened, I'm reading right now from the Poughkeepsie Journal. There was a man who was fatally stabbed in the chest late Friday night in the parking lot of the Sunoco Mart at 740 Main Street in Arlington. Arlington, to the best of my knowledge, is a lily white suburb of, Poughkeepsie, New York, which is over on the other side of the Hudson River.
Okay.
But the town of Poughkeepsie police received a call just before midnight Friday. I'm going to have to turn this. I'm going to have to turn these these things are driving me crazy. I don't.
They will just pop up again. You know that, right?
They will. Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
That's why you keep it minimized in your tray.
If you keep it minimized in your tray,
it'll just blank and kind of annoy you. But
okay, yeah. with the chirping sound also.
Oh well, you should turn those off.
I'm not going to have you talk me through that while the show's going on. Anyway, the town of Poughkeepsie police received a call just before midnight Friday reporting a fight in progress at the gas station. Upon arrival, police found a man identified by family and friends as 22-year-old Aaron Plain of Poughkeepsie. Suffering from a stab wound to the chest. He was brought by Arlington Fire EMS to St. Francis Hospital, where he died a short time later, police said. Police arrested town of Poughkeepsie resident Hugh Bailey. He's a brother, from what I understand from my sources. Mm-hmm. He was charged with second-degree murder, a felony. I'm not going to read the whole article. I mean, we got the gist of it here. You can't even go to a gas station and buy gasoline for 10 times what it used to cost now without getting attacked by a savage. That's what it basically comes down to.
Oh, man.
Somebody must have looked. Somebody obviously looked at him the wrong way. Well, anyway, there was a. Here, I will go back into the article. Oh, he had his back turned and he got stabbed.
Really?
Yeah.
Backstabbers.
Well, that's the OJs. I remember that.
The OJs. Backstabbers.
The OJs.
Think about that.
That was the OJs, right?
Yeah, probably.
That's.
The O.J. Simpsons.
Man, I don't know how you guys do it with all these windows popping up all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm going to have
mob,
to straighten
man.
That out on our first break.
It's a flash mob.
Yeah, I'm starting to see.
I've got a vacuum
that
running
is.
Here. Somewhere.
Anyhow.
I don't know.
What's that?
It's my wife. She's doing her wifely duty. She's vacuuming. Okay.
Oh, good.
I'm not in the closet of truth this evening. I'm actually in the living room, so.
All right. Great. Not in the studio of truth.
Nope. We decided to switch things up a little bit tonight.
Well, town police, they've not released any information about the possible motive in the stabbing or other details. Matt Plain of the town of Poughkeepsie said he saw his cousin being stabbed in the chest by a man who had just assaulted an acquaintance of the acquaintance's girlfriend. Well, this was over a girl, is what it looks like. And again, you can't even, you know, you can't even go out and buy gas with blacks in the area. And like I said, the area that this happened, Arlington, it's basically a lily white suburb.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, you know, we're concerned, this guy, this nigger had no business at all being there, let alone stabbing and killing a white man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're everywhere now, and that's what they do. They're land sharks, as Alex likes to call them.
Land sharks.
Yeah, their main job is to go out and kill and maim for no reason most of the time. Sometimes it's over chicken leg or a dirty look, you know, or what they perceive to be a dirty look.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I'm looking here. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just curious if there's any kind of TNB up in your neck of the woods.
Well, I'd have to go east to Milwaukee for that, and I'm sure there is. I haven't done any research for this show anyway. They're, you know, south of me in across the border in Illinois. There's all kinds. Like around Chicago, and it's kind of rare where I'm at, though. I mean,
it must be nice.
Summer's starting up, though. This is the thing, because I live in a resort community. A lot of the niggers like to come here from Chicago and Milwaukee to play in the water parks, and I don't exactly understand that because I thought niggers were afraid of water, but.
Well, in the Rangers, the Army Rangers, they used to call the niggers, you know, the special training the Army Rangers used to take.
Right.
And quite a bit of it had to do with swimming, by the way. And I know of a gentleman who used to actually train Army Rangers. He's not a personal friend, but I do know of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's a retired master sergeant, by the way, and... he said they used to nickname the niggers I guess there was a whole thing going on there. Somebody was complaining about the Rangers being too white, so they had to try to, you know, make it. I guess they had to lower the standards to get non-whites to join, or I guess they were probably dangling pork chops in front of them to lure them into the. But. He said they nicknamed the niggers rocks. the Rangers. That's we. Everyone seems to know that niggers don't really get along well with water.
No, definitely
everyone.
Not.
Everyone seems to know that, but hardly anyone will say it. We say it here because it's true.
Right.
And occasionally, you know, I mean, when I was growing up in Detroit, I had a black swimming teacher, and he was a good swimmer. He, you know, there's exceptions to every rule, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He was. It didn't change the fact that he was a nigger. I mean, he was a typical ghetto nigger. And I've mocked the guy. He was a funny guy. He was funny. And niggers are usually pretty funny when they're not killing and raping, you know, white people. They really are. And he was the one that used to, he'd tell the kids, he'd tell other niggers in the high school. This is a high school swim teacher. He'd say, you know how they'd start saying, you so ugly this and you so ugly that. And he'd say, well, you look like you was in the FBI. And the kid would go, FBI, and he'd go, fat, black, and eagly. I mean, he was a funny guy. And he could swim.
Yeah.
I'm getting all these messages. I mean, you got to admit, fat, black, and eagly.
Eagly.
He was in the FBI, nigga. And he used to talk. I mean, he was a ghetto, nigger. But he was a ghetto nigger that could swim.
Mm-hmm.
And that, how funny is that?
That is. That's really funny. I mean, that's definitely busting the stereotype.
Yeah. That's well, he's an exception to the rule.
Yep. I mean, yeah. Well, as most people will find out, if you don't know already, you can dress them up in man pants. You can, you know, give them fortunes and sprinkle them with, you know, praise. But in the end, they usually turn out to be just what they are. As an example, Mike Tyson,
yeah,
or
hey,
O.J. Simpson, or
yeah, they have those parties, those lawn parties, those what is it, three month long parties where they shit on the front lawn and that kind of stuff in the mansion. So anyhow, you know what? Somebody's reading my mind here on the forum, and I was actually going to mention this. But there was that tragedy that just happened out in Kansas with the tornado.
Oh, yeah. Greensboro?
Yeah, that leveled that little town. Greensboro?
Greensburg.
Amazing.
But, I saw the photos of that town, and I mean, it is just flattened, except for the grain silo, which, man.
It wasn't that amazing? Just that's, that was actually scary. And I think you can go to VNNforum.com, and in the news section of the forum, I think you can read all about it and perhaps even see some photos of the grains, the silos that you're talking about that were, I mean, that was really eerie just to see those. I've been through many towns like that when I used to drive a truck years ago, those small towns, and, It's really sad, because you know that was an all-white town.
Yep, and just scoured, flat. Unbelievable. And 10 people so far are dead. They did manage to find someone alive who was buried for the last 2 days in rubble.
I hear the survivors, they rounded them all up, and they put them in a dome, and they're now gang-raping each other.
Okay.
And demanding.
I don't know where you get your information, but
they're demanding buses with DVD players to take them to.
I do believe you're having a flashback to New Orleans, sir.
Oh, that's you're probably right. You're probably right. I guess there would be no domed football stadium in Greensburg.
No. And if there was, I doubt if the residents would be raping and killing.
And gang, yeah.
What the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this small town, yes, major disaster, though, full of white folks. I even saw it this morning on the news myself. They were interviewing people that live there, and they're all calm and looking forward to rebuilding and getting their lives back on track and just, you know, dealing with things as they come.
Stan, did you see that somebody on YouTube actually? What I guess they have these daredevils nowadays that they actually chase tornadoes.
Oh yeah.
And they filmed. Did you see that live? How close they got to that thing?
Yeah, that was a tiny one.
Was that?
Yeah.
That shit didn't look little to me.
Yeah, that was maybe like an F1 or F2.
Whatever that is.
The one that hit this town was half mile wide. Probably an F5, maybe more.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think this one that hit the town, just the town we're talking about, Greenberg, I think someone actually caught that.
I don't know. The one video that I was seeing, if we're talking about the same thing, it was like a white-looking tornado going across the field and tearing up some trees. Is that the one you're thinking of?
It was an F5 here, according to a friend on the forum here. It was an F5, 1.7 miles wide, and the path of destruction is 22 miles long.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that thing, that was a big killer.
You know what really makes it sad, and this is where it starts to really hit home with this war that's going on over in Iraq, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that term war loosely because we all know that that's not a war. We all know that we're not going to benefit any way, shape, or form from that thing other than, you know, quite a few of our sons are going to be carried home in pine boxes.
And daughters.
And daughters. Now, you're right.
Yep.
And there's going to be perhaps even tens of thousands of our best maimed and disfigured, and they're going to have all types of mental problems, you know, and everything else that war brings along with it. But the bottom line here is these people out in Greenberg, Kansas, they need help now, and they need all the help they can get. I mean, you have to just try to imagine what it would be like to just have nothing, to go from everything that we've got now. And let's be realistic, Stan. You know me, how I'm spoiled, rotten, and how I like my stuff.
Yep, same here.
And I think most whites are like that. Not all, but quite a few whites. I mean, we're spoiled. We've got a lot of stuff. That's probably why we're not in the middle of a revolution right now.
Right.
Hardly any of us are really, you know, genuinely hungry. I'm sure there are quite a few of us, or I'm sure there's some people that are genuinely starving in this country, but for the most part, whites are spoiled, rotten, and they got a lot of stuff. Try to imagine waking up and just having nothing. Forget about your house, the whole town. Everything that you knew, gone.
Wiped out.
It's really sad, and these people need all the help they can get, and guess the people that would normally be helping these people out in Kansas right now, the National Guard, well, guess where they are right now?
Let me think.
And guess where all their equipment is right now?
Iraq?
Yeah, they're over there helping destroy another country that had absolute, that, you know, that our government lied to us about and told us that, you know, they were our enemy, mm-hmm. the bad guy.
Yeah, you know, The Democrats, with their rhetoric, you know, they're trying to, you know, push this bill at Bush to get our troops out of there and everything. And from what I understand, they backed off quite a bit now that Bush vetoed it. And, you know, it's the same old game. These guys are not your friends, people. Any politician that's in the United States government right now is not your friend. They are not working for your interest. They want to get your son and daughter killed, or you. I mean, there's soldiers over there now that are losing their children because their children are, you know, being confiscated because they're over there. You know, they're losing their parental rights. They're losing their you know.
I haven't really been following that the whole thing, this war lately.
It's a mess, Stan. Man.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's you can only follow it for so long before it ends up really getting depressing.
Everything we've talked about on VNN forum and VNN.com for the last 2-3 years is rearing its ugly head in mass media now. Everything.
It is.
Everything
it is.
We've talked about.
Well, who was it that just, the last I was really, you know, snooping around, who was it that just wrote the book, and I think they were promoting the book last Friday, help me, Stan.
I'll try.
Hit me, Stan, help me, the guy that was right up at the top of the,
food chain?
I hate when my brain farts like this.
Would this be on the front page?
Yeah, I think it was on the front page of VNN Forum, and I'm sure it was over on Hal Turner's website also. That would be halturnershow.com. The guy that wrote the book and basically said that he was lied to, and he just I'll have to look it up during
Scott
the break.
Ritter.
The guy's name is on the tip of my tongue here.
It's not Scott Ritter,
I hate
is it?
That. What's that?
Scott Ritter?
Not Scott Ritter.
Tenet?
I hate that.
Tenet?
Tenet.
Tenet. CIA director Tenet?
I think it was Tenet.
Yeah. From what I
understand, he's no longer with them. Didn't he resign or?
He left, got thrown out, or something. You know. Bush signed all these people up when he first got in, and then he weeds them out as they become dissentive. So, you know.
I read somewhere today. I think it was on AOL's main site. They had a poll going, and they said that Bush is at his lowest. That he's at the, you know, the popularity is as lowest
week?
As it's ever been
for this week.
24% approval rating. That's really bad.
Why don't
and you
just
know
start
that,
reporting it as 76% unapproval rating? You know, who cares if he's approved?
Yeah,
the guy's
a
flake.
Who believes polls anyway? I mean, the polls are controlled by the same people.
People believe me occasionally, but
I mean, the same people control our polls.
Nobody controls me.
They control our media. And you're right, nobody controls this radio show either.
Damn straight. Nobody's in control of it either.
That's what makes it fun.
Whee!
There's no script here, it's a free-for-all. What
That's
do they call
right.
it in the niggers in the ghetto communities, they refer to it as freestyling, don't
freestyling.
They, Stan?
Yeah, freestyling niggas.
That's what we do, freestyle.
Yep.
And you just led me in, you just took me into another... You just took me, you just right into another story involving a little TNB.
Where am I going?
You could have let that go. You could have just let it go there.
Okay, well, I will.
Shiz with my niggas, it's time for the TNB section of our program.
Again. There you go.
You know what I like, Stan?
Hmm.
White women. No, I'm only kidding. I'm not kidding. I do like one white woman. I guess I shouldn't have said white women's.
Well, generally, yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, let me get away from there before I get myself in trouble here. My wife's home. There's a place up here. It's a fancy hotel, and it's in the town of Catskill.
Uh huh.
And it's called the Friar Tuck Resort and Spa.
Okay.
And I've been up here in the Jew-infested Catskills now for about 12 years. And word on the street has it that the Friar Tuck Resort, now you didn't hear this from me,
mm-hmm.
is owned by mob-type people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, them there Italians.
Really? It's not the Russian mob or...
No, they've always told me up in this neck of the woods. As a matter of fact, I've got a friend named Anthony. From Bensonhurst. Now you're going to probably ask me, which Anthony in Bensonhurst? There are millions. There are millions.
Which one?
Anyway, I've had friends that come up from that area, and they even know that. So more than likely, you know, those mob guys do own this place. But anyway, it looks like over the weekend, they decided to try to... give some niggers, rapper-type niggers, a chance to try to act human.
Ah.
And they allowed them to use, I guess they've got a big club there, or it's like an auditorium, or
right.
It's a huge place. I'll call it an auditorium. But anyway, they had a rap concert there.
And because you're talking about it on here, I assume it didn't go good.
Well, this is the TNB section of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget. And this is from the Daily Freeman up here in Kingston.
Oprah don't lie, baby.
She doesn't. I saw that on TV. And you're right, she doesn't lie.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, that's funny.
I'm sitting in my lawn chair. And
yeah, smoking cigarettes, and all of a sudden, Oprah don't lie.
Two people shot
after a brawl broke out at a rap concert at the Friar Tuck Resort. Now, you got to understand something. This is an area that usually, I mean, this is where white people go.
Yeah, the only gunning going on around there is usually hunting, isn't it?
I mean, don't get me, exactly, don't get me, and it's a pretty, it's not like a higher end, but it's a real nice place from what I understand. I've driven past it, and it looks like a real nice place. And people speak quite highly of it, and I guess they got a good restaurant there, and it's a really nice place. It's not the type of place where you go in and see rapper-type Negroes at all.
Mm-hmm.
You may see a token Negro there occasionally, but they had a rap concert there early Sunday. Four others were injured. Or I'm sorry, there were two people shot. Four others were also injured during the melee. They usually don't have melees at the Friar Tuck Resort and Spa. And this all started at 4:30 in the morning at the State Route 32 Resort, according to state police at Catskill. Police would not identify the victims.
Flapping lip.
None of the injuries were life-threatening, police said Sunday night. An employee of the resort said no managers were on duty to answer questions about the shooting. Police went to the resort after getting a report that a fight had broken out at the Palace Theater at the Friar Tuck Resort and Spa. Police said they found one male victim who had been shot three times outside in a parking lot. A woman who had been shot once in the arm was also found out in the parking lot, police said. The man was flown by helicopter to Albany Medical Center, where he underwent surgery, police said. He was expected to live, according to police, who did not say where the man was struck. The woman was taken to a hospital, according to police, but they did not say where. Four others sustained cuts and bruises during the fight and were transported to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Hudson's another ghetto.
Right.
The other side of the Hudson River. During the brawl, someone used a knife to cut the victims, police said, although it was unclear how many of those injured were cut. The fight, police said, began inside the theater where a rap concert was being held. Police did not say who was performing. A short time later, the fight moved out into the parking lot where shots were fired, striking the two victims, police said. Now, get this. Here's the last sentence. Get this. Police are seeking the public's help in finding the shooter. Anyone with information should call state police in Catskill at 518-622-8600. That's 518-622-8600.
What's that number again?
Please. That number would be 518-622-8600. Now, here's the clincher. Police gave no description of the shooter.
Oh, come on.
Did you catch that, Stan?
Uh-huh.
They're seeking the public's help in finding the shooter. They give a phone number to call, but they give no description of the shooter.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you know something? I was listening to the Hal Turner radio show the other night at halturnershow.com.
The Hal Turner Network.
And Hal Turner said that we're living in... We're not living in this. These are not normal times. This is an Orwellian nightmare.
Yeah.
You'd kind of like to think that the police know. How could the police ask for help the public's help in finding the shooter, and then refused to give a description of the shooter. Now, Stan, I called a dispatcher today.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to, get this, a female dispatcher at the Catskill, New York, State Trooper Barracks.
Okay.
Because that's what it says to do. It says they'd like your help.
Right.
And me being a law-abiding citizen, Stan, I wanted to help.
Right.
So I called the state troopers and I asked them, well, how can I help if you don't give a description of the shooters? And you know what Dispatcher Berg told me? Dispatcher Berg told me she doesn't have that information.
Really?
And she said that somebody would call me back, but they never did.
Really?
So we've got state troopers, and again, Hal Turner said on his radio show this past Wednesday that we're living in in Orwell's worst nightmare.
No kidding.
We've got state troopers looking for a potential murderer here. What if I know my son wouldn't have been in that place, but
right.
I mean, think of you've got to know that there were at least some white kids there when the gunplay broke out.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and they're looking for the shooter, but they refuse to identify. Now, that's the clincher. You know this is a ghetto nigger.
Uh-huh.
You know that.
Yeah. If it was a white person.
More than likely, being as how they're refusing to identify the victims, more than likely, at least one of them was white and had a very white-sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow up on this tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
well, you know,
I thought you listeners would get a kick out of that. I mean, state troopers, duh. You want the public's help, you got to tell us what we're looking for, pal.
Yeah, well, if it was a white person who did the shooting, it would be all over the news. There would be a description, there would be pictures, there would be...
Complete with pictures.
You know, that's the way it works, folks. You know, if it's a nigger doing the shooting, you're not going to see Jack.
And you're right, Stan, that's the way it works. But more importantly, Stan, why is that the way it works?
Why? Because niggers are a protected species. Under the Yid Act.
The Yid Act. The Cohen Act.
Yep.
The Yid Act.
Yep. They can do no wrong, and if they do wrong, then they are protected from being found so that, you know, they can go on to commit more before they are eventually put down. And, that's, you know.
Hey, Stan, on a lighter note. Let's break away from this TNB section of the program for a minute.
Okay.
Today, I'll bet you don't know what happened back in 1961.
1961 on today.
May 7th, Phil Campbell, the lead guitarist for Motorhead, was born.
Ah. That's
I thought I'd throw that in, knowing that you're a metalhead. I thought I'd catch you off guard there.
Thank you very much, and you did. Yes. In fact, I'm going to have to dig up some Motorhead for a break. Thank you.
Also, what happened today was the day in 1939 that Italy and Germany announced a political and military alliance.
Ah,
I bet you didn't know that, Stan.
The Axis powers. Absolutely. Check that out. All right.
In 2000, Vladimir Putin became president of Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't ask me how I ventured off into this, what happened on this date.
Well, actually, I'm glad that Vladimir became president. I like
yeah,
what
things
done.
Are starting to get interesting over there.
I like what he's done with the place. You know, we could use somebody like that here instead of this weak... Pussy
well, we've
we
got
have.
One of don't we? We have one of those conservatives over here. Wasn't he going to straighten things? He was going to straighten shit out over here, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, what was it? I had the Communist News Network on today, CNN, and they were actually talking about the Northern Alliance on Lou Dobbs today.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, for those of you out there that have no clue, the uniting of Canada, Mexico, and the United States into something that resembles the European Union, even sharing money and laws. And it's well underway, but there are large or enlargening grassroots movements that are fighting against it. You can go to vnnforum.com and use the search tool to look up North American Union and see what it's all about. One of the byproducts of it was Bush's recent signing of a bill into law that allows Mexican truck drivers onto the roads in America, regardless of their legal standing or any of the rules and regulations that American truck drivers have to follow. So I would look into that when you get a chance.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Being as how you mentioned the Mexican truck drivers, and you know what? That burns a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Stan, that burns a lot of people. And they don't even have to drive a truck. A lot of people are starting to get, you know, they've had it up to here with this Mexican invasion bullshit. They really are. And they're actually starting to talk about it. But I just figured here's a chance for me to point. This is kind of funny. It's going back to that Orwell's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
There was a thing going on here. I forget how many years ago it was, maybe 15 years ago. You had to get if you were a truck driver, you had to get your, I forget the title, I think it was your commercial, it was a federal driver's license, in other words.
Right.
And I had to go get mine in New York State, and you had to take a special test, I guess it was a federal test, and one of the things that allowed you to get out of taking the written portion of the test was, get this, is if you couldn't speak English or read and write English. That was a legitimate exemption from, you know, that was. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You can get out of, I got to take the test, and it was a pretty hard test, by the way.
Yeah.
I passed it, but I did get my federal commercial chauffeur, whatever the hell you call it, the interstate driver's license.
Right.
But the way out of it would have been if I didn't read. In other words, if I didn't read or write or speak English, I could have gotten out of taking that test. Now, me being the idiot that I am, I thought back to all of those times that I was going up into New York City, say from the Jersey side.
Right.
And you're getting ready to you're dragging up the hill, going up the long hill to cross over the George Washington Bridge and go into New York City under these apartment buildings in a tunnel. And you see all these huge signs that say no explosives, no propane gas, no this, no that. I mean, you have these huge signs that are designed for truckers only. You know, can't haul this, no bottled gas, no poisons. And I'm thinking, wow, these guys that got out of taking the test got out of taking the test because they couldn't read. Now, what do they do when they get ready to go over this bridge and see all these no this and no that and no propano and no explosimoso? What do they do? Like, do they just go through the tunnel? I mean, after all, they can't read. This is where we're at. This is that Orwellian nightmare that Hal Turner was talking about on his radio. Nothing is sane anymore.
Yeah, nothing is. That's what I'm noticing more and more. I mean, you know, just turning on, you know, CNN in the morning is so much of a shock, you know, of reality, you know, how it can be twisted. I mean, it just burns my brain. It turns it upside down. I got to turn the crap off because otherwise I'll be on VNN and I'll be,
I don't even watch
trying to explain this shit all day.
I can't even bring myself to watch the mainstream media anymore. I really can't. It's
well, it's like let's see. Paul Azan's big thing today was that rapper Akon or whatever. I don't even know the monkey's name, but he was in Trinidad, okay, land of Negroes, and was doing a concert and pulled some 15-year-old girl up on stage, and it was supposed to be part of the show, a simulated humping scene or whatever, but ends up...
I saw that.
He pretty much raped her along with somebody else.
I saw that.
Crew.
I almost fell out of the chair.
Okay. So, Paul Azan plays it off as, oh, this is bad, this is terrible, and is there a double standard?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a double standard in rap music? Imus can say what he says and get in trouble, but these niggers can do what they do, and it's
right.
Just all part of the show. Okay, Paul Azan Cohen. Or
is it
Paula
Zahn Cohen or is it Paula Cohen Zahn?
I don't know. All I know is there's a Cohen in there, and that makes it bad enough.
Yeah, that makes it the absolute worst.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is what rates as her ratings getter for the evening. All right? Talking about this nigger and what he does and compared to, a white guy doing what he did. You know, but it's like so fake. It's like, yeah, we know this already. If you're on VNN.com or if you're on Hal Turner Network, you know, you listen to what we do and you see what we do every day and what we bring you and report to you. You know, what this rapper did is typical nigger behavior. Okay? This is what they do.
TNB.
Yep. And how long are we going to put up with it?
They shoot. They have rap concerts, which end up, being shooting matches out in the parking lot.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean it's not news. It's not something that a major network should spend 30 minutes, let alone an hour on.
No, and this is what they do. Everybody seems to know it, but hardly anyone says it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll start talking about this kind of stuff after listening, to this show tonight.
Yeah, maybe they will.
Hey, Stan, do you see that there's been an hour that's gone by already?
Yes, I do, and I'm ready for a break. How about you?
I'll see you in 5.
Okay, well, let's do that then. Mute Mics, and you're on Vanguard News Network, and you're also listening through the Hal Turner Network. Hal Turner, the voice of the common man. And we welcome you, listeners, and we hope that you'll hang out with us for the second hour and on and on and on. And until then, here's a little Tommy Cash and some commercial action, and we'll be right back.
See you in 5.
Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Go VN.
Shizzle, my niggas. It's time for the TMB section of our program.
Yeah, that's right. You're on VNN's Free Talk Live Monday night. It's always time for the TMB section of our program.
Always.
What's going on?
I like that Rudy Tootin' starring. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was taken from that Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
in fact, that's
Tarantino dead himself. African Americans isn't my Rudy Tootin' business. That's funny.
Yeah, no need to storm.
Maybe I do need to get a life.
No, you have a life. You have a life here on BNN.
Yeah,
and push your blog too, please. You haven't done that yet tonight.
What's that? Oh yeah, speaking of the blog, that would be the HudsonValleyFreeman.blogspot.com, and it was may as well get a plug in for being as how this is the top of the second hour. We may as well plug all the websites, and we'd like to thank Hal Turner,
absolutely,
and the Turner Radio Network for simulcasting this broadcast tonight.
Yep.
And you can visit Hal's show, if you're his website, if you're listening on the radio, at halturnershow.com. You'll learn a lot there. And you can also, if you care to join us in the chat, there's a thread going about this radio show over at vnnforum.com. And that would be at the in the news section in under This Just In. The thread would be it's stickied right up at the top. And join us. You can sign up if you're not registered already. I think you could sign up immediately and you could start posting. And if you have anything at all you'd like to ask us or just join on in, you can get all the instructions on how to do so on vnnforum.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you've never, I like to point this out, Stan, because most people may be shocked, you know, turning on the radio and hearing the word nigger. But how else would you do the TNB section of the program where are we if we can't use the word nigger to describe typical nigger behavior? Where are we in our country?
Yeah.
I guess we're not free at all, are we?
Yeah. Well, you know, we go past nappy-headed hoe. I mean, that we, you know, those mainstream media guys can use that and get in trouble for it, but you know, we go all the way here.
No, this is genuine free speech.
We call a spade a spade. Okay.
We can call nappy-headed hoes niggers if we want.
Yeah.
If we choose to do that, we can do it. We don't generally do that. I mean, we call nappy-headed hoes nappy-headed hoes here, but if we wanted to call nappy-headed hoes niggers, we could do that, because this is free speech. This is genuine free speech.
Yep. Speaking of free speech, I have someone who wants to join us for the New Jersey report. He has some New Jersey news to give us this evening, Bud White.
Sounds good. Yeah. Bring him on in if you want.
All right. I will do that right now. I'm inviting him to the conference. And if anyone else wants to get in on our conference, you can message me at SSKIIT. That is my username on Skype. You must have Skype installed, and you must have a microphone headset so that you can join in the conversation. Bud,
hey,
there?
Stan. When Bud's is he there?
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
Can you hear me? Hey, Bud.
Bud,
how's it going, Jim?
Okay, we might have a little
bit
of a lag.
It's okay, I guess. Can you hear me?
Yep, we might have a little bit of a lag, but you're with us, Bud.
What's the topic for tonight?
Well,
I'm gonna report on some this rabbi story here from yesterday.
Actually, yeah, we should talk about TJB, which is typical Jewish behavior, and in New Jersey there is quite a bit of typical Jewish behavior because there are so many Jews in New Jersey. And Bud, you run the New Jersey Unfiltered blog.
That's correct.
Please give me the exact address, please.
www.allspelledoutnewjerseyunfiltered.com.
Very good. Very good. Okay, well, what's this about some rabbi?
This is a guy. He was. I reported on this last year. This happened around September last year. This rabbi, this Peter Light, and Yankee Jim. You mentioned this town a lot when we talk about New Jersey and Jews. He was the rabbi for this Marlboro Jewish Center, which is right by. That's close to Freehold, where they're all at. Turns out last year. He had been, he came from the South somewhere, and they hired him as a rabbi there. And within a month, he was immediately stealing from the congregation. And the interesting part of this is not just the stealing, but it was reported in the papers that he bought his mistress up from, I got to check the article here. She was somewhere in the South. She was from Tennessee. And he used the funds that he stole from the congregation to have his mistress brought up to New Jersey. And he told his congregation that this family, they were relocating them, that these were affected by Hurricane Katrina, and they wanted a new start in Marlboro. So that adds an additional chutzpah touch there. The money that he stole, the $86,000, he bought her a $5,000 ring. Private school tuition. I wonder what kind of private school. Mm-hmm. Private school tuition for one of his children. And also some trips to Israel. And he stole from July through 2004 through July of 2006. He stole $86,000. So they've got this congregation over there who, there's all these quotes from the members of his congregation, how they're crushed and they'll never trust anyone again.
It's the Holocaust all over again.
Right. And he got...
couldn't happen to some nicer people.
Yeah, exactly. They do quote in the paper, his wife left him. So he's, and I think he's going to be scheduled later on, at some point during the summer. He'll be sentenced. And it looks like he's going to get, let me see an article here. I think he gets 5 years for this. Yeah, 5 years.
Now, are they keeping him under lockdown until the sentencing?
Probably not. He's probably not considered a flight risk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I know exactly what you're thinking there. He's going to be on the next flight out to Israel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yep. Who's the judge? Any word on
that?
Oh,
I'd have to check.
I mean, if it's a Jewish judge, then yeah. And we'll catch up with
Kreisman.
Oh,
Kreisman.
Yeah. Okay.
Kreisman.
Yeah.
Kreisman. He described the sentencing of a rabbi as quote unquote especially painful.
Uh-huh.
But part of his responsibility as a judge.
Oh, yeah, damn it. Upholding the law.
Also, not to get off the subject, but I posted tonight about a Jewish couple from New York. I guess they're somewhere in Brooklyn. And they were found guilty of grand larceny, committing $10,000 in Medicaid fraud. Take a guess what the sentence was. A box of bagels. $1,000 fine and 150 hours of community service.
What?
Now, when have you ever, I don't know the criminal justice system that well, but grand larceny is a felony, right?
Yeah, especially on a federal scale when it involves, Medicaid or Medicare?
For Goyim, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When have you ever heard of somebody getting 150 hours of community service for technically a federal felony, mm-hmm, involving $10,000 taken from the U.S., the government cheese?
Yeah, right.
And a $1,000 fine. So you're seeing all the times with these cases where, you know, the sentences that are handed out are really, this one 5 years, $86,000, that seems about right. You know, 10 grand stolen from the government and you get off with community service. You see this time and time again. Where
one set of rules for Jews.
Yep. Yeah.
And in another set for somebody else.
We seem to have a little lag here, so we're going to have to work with that.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Stan, you know what? I don't know what's I hear. Bud is coming in all garbled on my end, and you're saying there's a lag also?
Yeah, it's a little bit of weird air here, so we have to deal with it.
And we will.
Yep. Well, don't everybody talk at once, though.
But one set of rules for Jews and another set of rules for others.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and this is time and time again we see this. Except in the case of Abramov. Jack Abramov.
What the heck happened? What happened to him, by the way? I forgot all about that.
Well, he got sentenced, and he's now in Pound Me in the Ass prison. So it kind of worked out. But at the same time, for the things that he did, he really should be tried as a traitor to the United States and hung or shot.
Exactly. He should be swinging from a rope.
Yeah.
He was a traitor. I do remember whatever the heck he did. I remember, you know, it was he was a traitor.
Well, he's a lobbyist, you know.
Yeah, he was.
He influences, you know, members of our government with, you know, money and gifts, and you know, coerces them into making decisions based on what he tells them to do and what he gives them as, you know, gifts. And so basically he's just a spy, and since he has dual citizenship, he is a traitor to the United States and a agent of a foreign power, so he should have been hung or shot.
Yeah. Well, one day maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we have control.
And we will.
People like him won't even get to the point that he was.
That's yeah, how did all this happen? I mean, how did these people come over here and just literally...
Well, it's like the frog in the pot, man. You know? The water gets turned up slowly.
I mean, they've taken control of everything here.
Well, they don't have control of VNN or the Turner Radio Network, so... That's why we're here. So what else is going on in the New Jersey area there, bud?
We had a train accident about a week ago involving a Mexican in a train.
Oh, who won?
Train won, Mexican zero. So,
excellent.
He lost the first round. they found him drunk. At one point, they were he was found with multiple sets of identification on him. His name was Alfredo Reyes Hernandez.
Ay, ay, ay.
And, yeah, he winded up losing his one leg. At one point, they thought he was going to lose both legs.
Adios mio.
But that's been kind of light on news lately. A lot of stuff coming out, more stuff coming out of New York lately, especially out of the Jew-infested Catskill Mountains up there.
Yeah, did you, you caught the, we're going to get our own little, Holocaust exhibit up here in the town of Kingston, if that's what you were talking about.
Mm.
But there's probably more. Go ahead, man. I'm sure. I mean, this is endless.
How close are you to, New Hempstead?
New Hempstead,
you know where that is?
To the south of... I didn't until today. It's in the Spring Valley area. It's about 60 miles to the south of us here. That whole area is getting taken over by that cancer, by the way. That Pearl River, I think, or Spring Valley, that whole area down there. Is that the one where they're wanting to open up that new yeshiva? I think it's an all-girls school, if I'm
right,
not mistaken.
Right, yeah. Right.
750 is that the right?
Yeah, 750, and you're seeing that, you see that all over Lakewood. And I think you're starting to see that up in your area in the what's the name of the other town? Kira's Joel?
Yeah, that's a little further. Well, that's a little closer to me. It's in between Curious Joel. I think it's near the Harriman exit on the New York State Thruway. As you're headed, the locals call it the Quick Way. The Jews call it the Kvik Way. And when they go to Monticello, they get off at the Harriman exit and take the Kvik Way to Monticello to their camps. Those real stinky Hasidic camps, the ones that pump the raw sewage out of the cabins right into the Esopus River. Yeah, those people are filthy. They're
yeah,
and you know what's really funny? The people, the locals up here, they actually talk about Nobody likes those Jews. I mean, they are absolutely despised. The ones with the black vests and the hats and the Hasid. But they wear the wool coats.
Hasid.
There's so many different sects. We've all seen them with the white shirts and the big fedora style hats and the black vests. And a lot of times they have those wires hanging from under their vests as though they've got a bomb. It looks like you could swear they're terrorists because it looks like they've got bombs under their vests because you see the wires dangling. And I don't know if I'm, you know, right about that or not, but, you know.
Well, sacrifice yourself and go pull on them.
Yeah.
Set them off, man.
Those are some disgusting, filthy people.
They are.
They really are.
And they're bad drivers. Rude, bad drivers. I was up in Lakewood, and it's like a smash-em-up derby up there.
Oh, yeah. They're just don't get near them on the road. Stay away from them. And they're, every car they drive, you can tell it's been in two or three accidents. You know, the windows will be knocked out and taped up with plastic and duct tape. The front end and the doors, there'll be like three or four different body colors. You could tell they smacked up the front of the car and then tried to get parts from the junkyard to fix it. They're just terrible. I guess it's just they're what, uncoordinated?
No, actually, they think they own the road because, like, one time I was up in Lakewood. And I had a green light to go through a intersection from a dead stop, and all of a sudden this Lincoln Continental blows right in front of me, almost ready to take off the whole front end of my car, with one of them bearded kikes driving like all hell in front. So I got on his ass, and then went to pull him over, and of course he wouldn't pull over. You know, he just kept moving right along. So I got his license number for all it was good for. But, I mean, yeah, they own the road, man. You're in their way. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you'll see them heading up from the south and from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and Crown Heights, that area. They go up to these camps up here in the Jew-infested Catskills in the Monticello area and South Fallsburg. And they're always driving, like you said.
Didn't one run over a nigger in New York City or something? And had, like, all kinds of
problems out of that? Yeah, that's what happened. That's what started the riots back in the 90s in Crown Heights. The same thing we're talking about. In one of those big, it's always either a big banged-up Lincoln or it's a Chevy Caprice wagon.
Mm-hmm.
With all kinds of dents and missing hubcaps, and usually the car is just about full.
Yeah. His
swaying all over the place.
Hasids are Jewish niggers. That's what they are.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
That's what they sort of. Well, I know they drive like niggers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that by driving like a nigger, what I mean by that is, and I'm sure everyone knows what I mean. By that I mean they're always driving either too slow or way too fast, never quite right.
Well, yeah, they own the road. It's all theirs. They can drive it as they want to. You know, we're just secondary.
Cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Goyim.
Yep.
Which is the translation. That's what goyim is.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a Jew use the word goyim, that's actually what they're doing is saying the word cattle. Yep. They're referring to non-Jews as human cattle. You don't believe me?
Yep.
Look it up.
For those of you uninitiated, look at the Talmud. The Talmud.
The Babylonian Talmud.
Yep. It is the book that all Jews grow up to learn. You'll hear about the Torah, the scrolls, blah, blah, blah. But the Talmud is what they really follow. That's the book of instruction for all Jews. Not to interrupt.
We were talking about...
Well, this is...
What was it, maybe about 6 weeks? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I can barely make out what you're saying, bud. And I guess
the signal over here is you guys are a little garbled. I can hear Stan pretty good. This one we talked about maybe about 6 weeks ago. Jim, you read the article in the paper about the one. I think he was in Monzi. He's this anti-Israel Hasidic, and they burned down his house. Do you remember talking about that guy?
I remember that. Yeah, I do remember.
I guess over the weekend there was some kind of Israeli parade in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he was there with a bunch of protesters. And he's quoted in the, I see your note here, Stan. Something is really hammering the bandwidth because my modem is just blinking like a madman. But getting back to this Israeli parade, he's quoted, he launched like, I guess, a counter demonstration. And he was quoted in the paper saying it's godless, the concept of Zionism. And that there was one there, this pro-Israeli, who said, Hasidics are here with the Palestinians. They all have an interest to destroy Israel. So it goes to show you how toxic they are, even to their own people. And again, they burned that guy's house down, as Jim reported, like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you know what? I forget what that was all about.
He attended the Holocaust conference.
Oh, that's right.
The Holocaust conference.
In Iran with Ahmadinejad?
Right.
That's right. Okay, now it's coming back to me.
Yeah,
and he basically was, he was probably saying exactly what Professor Norman Finkelstein says, that the Holocaust is a hoax, or it's for profit, or something along. I really don't know that much about the guy you're talking about, other than the fact that he was at the Holocaust conference over in Iran with Ahmadinejad. And I guess for that he'd be referred to by his brethren, by his fellow Jews, as a self-hating Jew for not toeing the line when it comes to the official version of the Holocaust. And you know what? I like Jews like him to a certain degree because, I actually don't like them, but they throw a little confusion into the mix. And Jews like that, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to warn their brethren, look, you guys are just feeding this thing a little too fast here. They're starting to catch on to us. And I think basically what he's doing is trying to warn, you know, his fellow brethren that there's going to be a Holocaust. Not this fake Holocaust shit that we've been hearing about for the past 60 years. You know, these people are starting to get fed up with us whining about this Holocaust that didn't happen. And if we keep it up at the rate that we're going, there's going to be a real Holocaust. So why don't you guys, like, back off of it a couple of notches?
Oh, no. That's what Chutzpah is all about.
I think that's what it's all about. Well, the doctor, what is his name? Professor Norman Finkelstein. I have his book, and I haven't read it yet. He doesn't say that there was no Holocaust. I think he actually claims that he had relatives that are Holocaust survivors. And, you know, I think every Jew alive, I think, has Holocaust survivors as relatives.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Somehow, they're all connected to the Holocaust in some way, shape, or form. But I think what he's doing is what got him labeled as a self-hating Jew is that he pointed out that, you know, Jews were killed, but you guys are trying to make a killing on it, you know, financially,
right.
Monetary-wise.
A business.
And that's what they are. Yeah, and basically he's warning his brethren, his fellow kikes, to slow down because they're catching on. And you know what? We are catching on to their bullshit.
Yep.
Thanks to the internet. And others are, too. And every day there's someone else, you know, there's another wrench thrown into this Holocaust bullshit. Somebody dropped off, or...
I don't think so.
I thought I...
Oh, yeah, Bud's gone.
Yeah, it sounded like he had problems on his end.
Yeah, he's getting hammered over there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
on his end?
Let's bring him back in and See what happens.
Let's give it a try.
Yep.
Well, I can, you know, if Bud's not with us, I could go on here.
Hello, Bud. Hello, Bud. Mr. White.
Hmm.
Oh.
Hal said that Hal says he needed to mute his mic.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. Something about a sound card sending audio back over the feed.
Well, he was telling me that his firewall and his modem was getting hammered. And this is interesting because I've seen this happen to another Skype user. There is a case of Skype spamming, which if they happen to find an end to your Skype, I'm not exactly sure how it's done, but there are fixes for it. You can be invaded by other sources.
Ping flood.
Yeah, pulling from your Skype and interrupting your bandwidth through Skype. So you have to, you know, be careful of that. And there is a way to monitor that sort of situation with Skype. Now they have a bandwidth flow meter that you can install at the bottom of your main Skype window, so you can see what kind of traffic you're dealing with at any given time.
And these are people who just can't stand hearing the truth. Rather than just turn it off, they will try to destroy you.
Yep. Yep.
I'm hearing all kinds of weird noises. Well, anyway, until I guess Bud's gone for the evening.
Yeah. Well, we
have
plenty of other things to talk about. I know that.
Yeah, did you see, since we're, you know, talking about Jews, any kind of activity over in your neck of the woods with Jews, Stan? I mean,
actually, it's very, very quiet here.
That's got to be nice.
I seem to have moved into a place that is very
Jew-free.
Very nice. I'm not Jew-free. In fact, the state of Wisconsin does tally 28,000 Jews. Most
that's
of them
not
are,
a lot. And 28,000 in the entire state?
Yeah. Most of them I figure would probably be in the Milwaukee region, you know, the city area.
Madison, I would bet the college
too.
Town is. Yeah, you'd guess there's a lot in near the college. Madison would be the New York equivalent, say, of a New Paltz,
right?
Which now has its own Jewish community center.
Right.
I would bet that there's a Jewish community center in Madison, or a few of them.
I haven't explored Madison that much since I've been here, but. I would assume, yeah.
I'm sure you really don't want to either.
Yeah.
The speaking of Jews, up here in Kingston, I touched on this when Bud was, you know, on the line and brought up TJB. And for those of you new listeners who don't know what TJB is, that would be typical Jewish behavior. If anyone listening now wants to read about it, you can go to the hudsonvalleyfreeman.blogspot.com and you could read about it on the Hudson Valley Freeman, but I'll read the article here. Kingston, and this is from the Daily Freeman in Kingston again, Uptown Kingston in its many ways is, the name of the title of the article is Jewish Federation of Ulster County Hopes to Turn Former City Bakery into Museum.
Right.
Now, I don't know about anyone else that heard that, but to me that's funny. They're going to turn a bakery into a museum, but it goes a step further. I'll read from the article.
You think because of the ovens?
Well, here, let me get into it here. Uptown celebrates, in its many ways, the city's colonial period with an assortment of historical wonders. But history, particularly the kind forged by immigrants, is not so obvious in another part of the first capital of New York, the Rondout. A lot of people don't know that Kingston was the first capital of New York. whereas Albany is now. I'll go on. All that could change thanks to the Jewish Federation of Ulster County and its plans for a museum and a former bakery on Lower Broadway.
Thanks, Jews.
And Stan, you've had the pleasure of being on Broadway. I don't think you, I don't think you were on Lower Broadway, which is down by the river.
No. No, it wasn't that far.
It's actually a pretty nice area. Anyway, the organization has inherited the former, I think I'm reading this right, Rare, R-E-H-E-R, bakery building at 101 Broadway and wants to do something special with it. Mm. According to Federation representatives, the plan is twofold, to establish a Holocaust exhibit there as well. Now, get the order of importance here. We're talking about a colonial, a historical colonial area, and they want to do kill two birds with one stone here. The first is to create, to establish a Holocaust exhibit, as well as a historical presentation celebrating immigrants who plied their trade in the city's downtown environs in the 19th century. What the Senate House has done for Uptown, we want this building to do for the Rondout, said Jeff Miller. Jeff Miller's a Jew, and he's a member of the Federation and chairman of the Rare Bakery Renovation Project. Quote, it is a special, it's a building located in an area where immigrant groups established themselves. In literature, the group outlines its basic premise for embarking on the project that representatives say, in the end, is likely to cost upwards of $2 million. Mm. Among other things, it is being done to support the restoration and preservation of the Rare Bakery building as an artifact representing the 19th century mercantile heritage of the Rondout district of Kingston, a pamphlet reads. Among other things, the plan is to renovate the 7,150-square-foot Rare building, and show off a permanent exhibit of local Jewish history that was first displayed during the 350th anniversary of Kingston.
God.
Additionally, a Holocaust exhibit is planned that was created by the Simon Wiesenthal Center and is owned by the Jewish Federation of Ulster County. Starting in the 1890s, two generations of the Rare family bakers lived, worked, and sold their bread and rolls from a building at the corner of Spring Street. The story of the Rare family is the story of many immigrant groups that established roots in the burgeoning Rondout areas. Working on the canal and in the stone quarries, brickyards, and boatyards,
yeah, sure.
Federation literature say, shortly before his death in October 2003, Hyman Rarer, the last of the Rarer
Hyman
family bakers, deeded the building to the Jewish Federation of Ulster County. The idea was drawn. The idea has drawn the support of city political leaders, including Mayor James Sotile. The mayor said he would be willing to participate in discussions about the possibility of using grant funds secured by the city to help with the renovations. The city would be willing to participate in any way we can, Sotile said. If this building becomes a focal point of downtown, it will be another place in Kingston where people can come and learn about our rich heritage. Sotile said the city participated in similar efforts that resulted in a city building being replaced, or I'm sorry, being placed in the hands of the Arts Society of Kingston, which is nearby. Now, my question to you, Stan, is, do you find this as amusing as I do? I mean, they're going to start a Holocaust exhibit
a
fucking bakery, which has big ovens in it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, did you see the picture on the front of the Hudson Valley Freeman.blogspot.com?
Yeah, I did.
Who would start a Holocaust? First of all, what the hell is the Holocaust?
First of all, when did the Holocaust happen here in America?
Exactly.
Okay, when did it happen here, and why the fuck do we need so many museums to it? Okay.
exhibits, if you will.
Yeah, exhibits. You know, when was the last time a kike was cooked here in America, okay, for Nazis? All
right. Yeah. And did you catch the order of importance? Now, here's a project that, according to the Jewish Federation of Ulster County, I mean, we're focusing here on the immigrants that came to the area.
Where's the White Federation for Ulster County?
Exactly. And this is back in the 1900s, or I'm sorry, in the 19th century, that was in the 1800s. There was a lot of stone. From what I understand here, you know, most of New York City, all the sidewalks, the curbs, I don't know if you've ever know. I know you've been to New York City quite a bit, Stan. I don't know if you've noticed when you're walking down the streets in the older sections of Manhattan, all of those slabs of bluestone that are what the sidewalks are made of, and all of the old curbs, mm-hmm. they all came from this area up mm-hmm. here. And Kingston down in this area was a transport. You know, they put that stuff on a barge.
Right.
They bring it down out of the hills up here where I'm at, and they take it down to the water and put it on a barge, and down to New York City it would go. I mean, this is an area that's very, very rich in history. How in the fuck do they squeeze the Holocaust into this? How do we go from a colonial restoration? How do we go in, drift off into the fucking Holocaust?
Because it's Jews, okay? Folks listening who may not have a clue, it's Jews. They will co-opt, they will hijack any subject, any historical event, and twist it into their own making, their own agenda, okay?
That's, and eventually it's going to end up being about the Holocaust, whatever mm-hmm. the hell that was.
Yeah. Well, the Holocaust TM is their product, and it's the one that they shove up our noses or our asses every day, because it's the one that has wings, you know. They you know, the Holocaust this, the Holocaust
Ooh.
That. I mean, you know,
oh, they didn't do enough, the Catholics in Germany. Oh, they could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
And you know what, Stan? Some of the newer listeners to the show here on you know, in New York City and from Arkansas or some who may not be familiar with what the Holocaust actually is, I mean, they may have it in their head that, you know, of course, the Holocaust was 6 million Jews being gassed. Right. I think that's fairly accurate. Most white people, not just Americans, but most white people scattered around the world have it in their head that the Holocaust was 6 million Jews being gassed by those evil Nazis. Does that sound about accurate?
Well, that's the accepted theory, yes.
Now, when you go to try to point out to somebody, and I've done this, and I still do it. I do it every chance I get. I don't know the exact dates and the exact numbers, but I think, and you can help me out here, Stan, I'm sure you're aware of this, and maybe some of the other listeners may chime in and try to correct me if I'm wrong. There used to be a time that if you went to Auschwitz, there would be a plaque upon entering the death camp. We were led to believe that it was a death camp. And there was a plaque, a bronze plaque, that you would see first before you did anything. You got off the tour buses or whatever, and you'd see this plaque before anything when you were standing in front of those gates where the trains used to, you know, the cattle cars used to roll in with the cattle car loads of Jews to gas them. But on the plaque, if I'm not mistaken, it stated clearly that 4 million Jews were murdered beyond these gates.
Mm-hmm. 4.5.
Was it 4.5?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm being a little conservative. I thought it was 4 million. Somewhere down the line, and I don't know, again, the exact date, somebody from a Jewish organization, by the way, pointed out that, hey, guys, those numbers, they're way off. that's not how it happened at all. And if I'm not mistaken, they changed that magical 4 million number on the bronze plaque to, I believe it was 1 1/4 to 1.5 million. Does that sound about right, Stan?
Yes, that sure does.
So even to a high school dropout like myself, it doesn't take a degree in any type of, you know, rocket chemistry to figure out that, wow. So what you're saying here is that the 4 million that you told us were killed here, all of a sudden it's become 1.5 million? So that leaves 2 million, 2.5 million unaccounted for.
Right.
So what are you saying here? Are you saying that the 6 million Jews that were supposed to be gassed was not 6 million? Are you lowering it down to 3.5 million now? Because you just said that there were 2,500,000 Jews who were not killed here. So what are you saying? And if you corner somebody and you start, well, if you say, well, they lied about the 4 million, what else have they lied about?
Right.
Well, you get the typical argument, well, does the number really matter? Does it really matter? I mean, there were Jews killed there. I mean, does it matter if it was 3.5 million, or does it matter if it was 6 million? And the answer to me would be, of course it matters. Somebody lied somewhere. What else did they lie about? And on it goes.
Yep.
On it goes. And I don't want to turn this into a Holocaust show. I mean, because we could sit here and make this show go another 4 hours without even scratching the surface on the lies that we've been told about, you know, these people and getting gassed at Auschwitz.
Yeah, well, you know, like I'm getting a message here from Hal himself. He says, you know, what about the 50 million non-Jews killed in World War II?
Well, okay. You know, that's an interesting fact, because most people, and I do this often, people think I'm nuts, of course, when I do this, but I've gotten over it, and I really don't care what they think. But if you go up to your average anybody, try it. For those of you listening, just try it. Go up to anybody and just ask them how many Jews were killed during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, they'll spit out the magic number, 6 million. And what's the matter with you? Don't you know anything?
Yeah, right.
Well, didn't you go to school?
Oi.
And the answer to that would be, I went to school in Detroit, but that's another show altogether. Oh, and by the way, I won a spelling bee in the sixth grade in Detroit, but,
damn,
I mean, that's, why am I even saying that? I mean, if you think about it, a white kid winning a spelling bee in Detroit, I'm proud of that.
Well, it was different back then.
It was different, but getting back to the, you know, we're talking about, you go up to a stranger and you say, how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust? They'll spit out the magic number, 6 million. And if you shoot right back with, well, how many non-Jews died during World War II?
Uh-huh.
Their mouth will fall open, and they'll have this glazed look over on their face.
Right.
Like a, you know,
Yep.
And you know, I don't know the answer to that question. I understand if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a lot closer to 100 million. I think I'm way off on
actually
that.
Actually, it's 140 million I heard last time.
Well, you know, the bottom line is nobody knows. All they know about is the Jews.
Well, I mean, you got to count.
That's
in
what
there.
They know.
Well, you got to count in there, like say, Poland, my people.
Mm-hmm.
Before World War II even got started, you had the commies from Russia, the Jews, who were running the communist, you know, bullshit, who ended up killing the Tsar and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they worked their way into Poland and were killing all the intellectuals
exactly.
in Poland.
Which were my ancestors, by the way,
right.
from Russia.
And you know, the Katyn Forest?
The Katyn Forest.
Yeah,
correct.
There was like 45,000 people buried there.
I think it was closer to 60,000, wasn't
something
it?
Something like that, yeah. Shot and removed simply for the Jews to take control, you know.
And they blamed that on the Nazis.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert at any of this, but the Katyn Forest was the slaughter of Poles by communist Jews, and they blamed it on the Nazis.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Exactly what they did.
And you know what? When you control the media, you can do that.
Yeah, that's the key right there, controlling the media. You know, these lies that are happening now, I mean, from 9-1-1 on, folks, you're being absolutely lied to, 100%. You know?
And that's a perfectly, that's why you should come back to VNNforum.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you should visit HalTurnerShow.com is another good source of information. And another excellent radio show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That airs every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep.
And I recommend that highly.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you can kid yourself and you can go about your life, you know, just trying to get along and everything, or you can understand why you have to get along. And why you can change it, and why you can do things to make your life and the lives of white people better. You know, so.
Speaking of making life for white people better, Stan, you know what? I forgot to mention something today. You know what happened today back in 1945?
No.
On this date? The U.S. Negro Baseball League was established.
Really?
You know, whatever happened to that?
How
did that fall apart?
I don't know. I don't know. Really, they should have their own league.
I'll tell you the truth, if we didn't have so many problems in this country right now, and there was still a U.S. Negro Baseball League established, meaning there would be white baseball teams, I'd probably sit down on occasion and watch a baseball game.
Yeah.
Although I do think we got a lot more problems we got to worry about before we sit around and watch a bunch of people throwing balls.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Wow, that's interesting, though, because, I mean, yeah, you know, niggers had their own baseball leagues. They didn't have to mess with ours, and there was no segregation issues, you know. They had their own teams. We had our own teams. Everything was good.
And everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I forgot to mention also, Stan? 1789, what happened on this date. The first U.S. inaugural ball was held in New York to honor George and Mrs. Washington.
Really?
Now, do you think they're rolling in there? Now, just imagine this if you can. Can you just use your imagination and try to imagine what the inaugural ball is going to be like when they honor Barack Mohammed Obama when he's president? Can you just imagine it?
Or Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Now, are they going to have the Crips and the Bloods back at the ball? Did I get that wrong?
Oh God!
I think wasn't it Clinton that I think it was Clinton who invited the Crips. What, that was no, actually that was oh no, that was the inaugural ball.
Yeah.
Right back in 94? I forget 92.
Oh, 92. Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can't think back that far with this. Government crap.
Yeah. All I do know is that we're coming up on the hour here pretty quick. And
yeah, we are. And actually, I'd like to thank the Hal Turner Broadcast Network, the Hal Turner Show, for having us on tonight, simulcasting us. This is a first for VNN Radio. And
this is a first, isn't it? I can't think of another example.
No, I can't either. This is a first.
Maybe it's happened, but I can't. If it has, I can't think of it. Hopefully, it's the first of many.
Yeah. You know, really appreciate it, and I hope we've gotten some new listeners woken up.
And, yeah. Well, Hal says it'll be a regular. This will be happening. Yeah, until he fills his schedule out, least. I guess we'll do this every Monday.
Well, the one thing we
up hours.
The one thing we found with VNN broadcasting is that Wednesday nights, we've tried to host shows, and the numbers seem to fly more towards Hal's direction. So I do believe, with his permission, we'll simulcast him on VNN. And that way, you know, we reciprocate, and we're all connected, and, you know, we carry the message on. And hopefully he'll go for it. And, You know, so Wednesday nights, you know, listen for Hal on VNN.
Yeah. You know, none of this Board Wars nonsense. I mean, yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. We're done with that.
What the hell's the point?
Well, you know, I don't understand those folks. Some of them are supposed to be on our side but still cause trouble, so I don't know. You know, they got to get their heads out of their asses and get on with the program, because our main enemy is the Jew. And under him...
There's only one way out, and that's through the Jew.
Yeah, that's VNN's proverb right there.
I mean, we've tried everything else. We really have.
Yep.
I mean, the money that's been wasted trying to get Negroes to act human, think about it.
Yeah.
What is it? Are we into the trillions yet? I mean, I know we've gone for, what is it, 50 years now?
Yeah.
And look where we're at. We're probably a couple trillion in the hole, and we still got niggers going to the Friar Puck Inn and shooting the place up. I mean, just because they put pants on these animals, they think that they can act human, and that's not the case at all.
Yep.
We're going to go to a break here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to go to a break. I'd like to, again, thank the Hal Turner Network. Hal Turner, the voice of the common man. You can catch him on Wednesday night, and he should be on here on VNN. Thanks to all the folks listening at 95.1 in New York City and 90.3 in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Glad to have you with us. I hope you tune in again. We are the good guys. We're VNN Radio. We're Free Talk Live. Yankee Jim and Stan Sikorsky. We're going to continue
on VNNforum.com.
Yeah, we're going to continue this show here, but Hal's got to drop us for now because he has other things to deal with. So definitely, you know, check us out anytime you get a chance. VNNforum.com and govnn.com. And we'll be back after this break. So mute your mic, Jim, and thank you very much, Hal.
See you in five.
All right.
Lost in the Ozone again, Commander Cody. I noticed.
Kind of good song.
Yeah. Whoop.
Getting carried away.
Leshrac from the forum, he said he really digs the tunes and he wants a playlist from tonight. So I'll try and get that up online when we're done tonight. I'd like to do it,
great,
you know, beforehand, but there's just so much going on. I don't have time.
Tell me about it.
To type all that crap out.
these guys get these, what do you call them, these chat rooms going. I can't handle it.
Ooh, yeah, they're busy. Busy, busy. I want to, again, thank Hal, Hal Turner Network, for putting us on tonight for the 2 hours that he ran us. It seems it's going to be a regular thing. Hopefully he'll pick up on some of the other FTLs, like the ones with Dietrich and On the Path to Truth, which is Tuesdays and Friday nights. And, of course, it looks like we're going to run Hal's show on Wednesday nights here on VNN.
Well, he's trying to build his network back up after all the assault that he took. Yeah. And he's doing a damn good job of it, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I just called him and asked if he'd mind, you know, until you get your network built back up, would you mind simulcasting our show? And this is what we do, and he said he'd be more than happy to do so. So hopefully it worked out well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know some folks have a problem with Hal, and
some folks got a problem with me, too.
Yeah. You know, we're all white guys, and we're all kind of doing the same thing here. And, yeah, some of us do it a little differently, and some of us put it on a little more theatrics or whatever your, you know, your beef is or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we're all kind of doing the same thing here, though. So, you know, and I don't see any channers trying to knock us down tonight. And if they're out there and they're white channers, you know, get your heads out of your asses and stop fucking with us and start working for the program, you know.
A lot of them really are, Stan. Yeah. You know, not all of them, but there are quite a few out there. I mean, they're starting to realize that they're being manipulated.
Yeah.
By Jews.
I mean, I'm all for fun, for hacking shit, and, you know,
it's,
you know, screwing with people's people's stuff and everything else, but, you know, there comes a point where, you know, you gotta figure out, you know, who you're benefiting. You know, if you're messing with the white folks or just trying to get the word out that they're being, you know, hassled and you know, genocided, you know, maybe you ought to think, you know, do I really want to mess with them? You know, do I really want to, you know, cause them problems? I mean, there's so many Jewish organizations and mass media tools out there that really need hacking. You know,
yeah, and they cause problems.
Down. Yeah. You know, and they're way more fun. I mean, you know, that, when was the last time somebody tried to hack CNN? You know?
Yeah.
A braid on the sleeve or whatever, you know? If you can hack CNN and turn their front page into, you know...
VNN forum.
Yeah, you know?
That's fun.
That's a challenge. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's good that I don't know how to do any of that kind of stuff because I probably end up getting in trouble. It's good that I'm just. And you know this, Stan, because you've helped me out trying to you know talk me through getting vinyl onto my hard drive so I can get it to you and to others. But I'm basically still just putting the finishing touches on learning how to operate my cassette player here.
Ah.
I'm not a technical person.
Yeah, well, it takes time, but it can be learned. And it's a good thing when it is, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of vinyl that hasn't made it to CD, you know.
Oh, really?
The digital realm,
mm-hmm.
Which really needs to, you know. I mean, I'm going back to, like, when CDs first came out, there's a lot of vinyl that never made it to CD. And
we'll have to try to change that.
It needs to be. I mean, like, there's some Philly bands. When I was growing up, there was some really good bands out of Philly, like Baru Review and what was that other one? Well, there's Robert Hazard, bands like that. That, you know, their stuff was really good, and it never made it to digital.
Uh-huh.
It never, you know, like...
I've got a box of stuff downstairs. Most of the listeners who know, you know, of me know that I grew up in Detroit, and gotta feel sorry for me for that at least. But I've got a whole section in my record collection of stuff that was local type bands or bands that got their start in the Detroit area. I'll give you one example. The Alice Cooper, I remember seeing them at a movie theater when the biggest fan club they had was about six people hanging a sheet over the balcony at the East Town Theater, and it was a hand-painted sheet that said, "We love you, Alice."
Right.
Iggy and the Stooges,
mm-hmm.
The MC5, which is an acronym for the Motor City Five, The Frost. I've got a whole section of nothing but, you know, Detroit area. I mean, I remember seeing the Bob Seger System in a bar in Birmingham, Michigan. I think
wow.
The cover was, you know, this is before I mean, they had, what was the 2+2, I think was the song they had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could tell stories all night long about some of the concerts I've been to as a kid, but I have a lot of the music still. And I'm going to guess that some of it hasn't been released on CD. It's a lot of obscure stuff.
Right.
So I'll go through it and get you some of the stuff I've got. The Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. I'm sure you've heard
mm-hmm.
stuff by him. Well, Mitch Ryder, he goes way back.
You know what it is, too? It's a lot of the good white acts
mm-hmm.
from that time period. They never transformed over to CD, and I like to think it's because they weren't needed. You know what I mean? Like
there was enough out there.
The Jew-owned record companies wanted to push nigger groups and you know, hip-hop music and everything else. They don't want to, you know, push the good white music that made their companies.
Yeah, maybe we can change that.
Yeah, I hope so. Without getting in trouble.
I've got stuff. I mean, I've got stuff I'm sure you've heard of, even though you weren't from the Midwest. I'm sure some of this stuff trickled out. You've heard of a band, you've heard of a band called Cactus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, those guys, well, I may have this wrong, but Jim McCarty, he was the lead guitarist for Cactus. They played with Mitch Ryder in the Detroit. The name of the band was Detroit at the time.
Right.
And I remember seeing them at, I think it was at the Birmingham Palladium for two or maybe it was $3 because it was Mitch Ryder. Huh. But, I mean, those guys, that was good rock and roll back in the day. Tim Bogert was the bass player.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Tim Bogert played bass for the Cream, I think.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and you know, we could just go on and on. We could probably do the next two or three shows on music.
White music. Yeah.
I'm sure we could, and I got a million stories to tell like this, and I'll get you a lot of this stuff. Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to the segment that Jeff used to play, the Blues Without Niggers, but...
Well, it's there. It's...
Yeah, I've got some of that stuff too. Some of the stuff that
you
didn't
carry
hear.
On, you know.
Yeah,
I spoke with Jeff earlier tonight. And,
oh, good. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He's very busy, taking care of family and work and mm-hmm. things he needs to do. So, more power to him, you know.
Proof that he's white.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be able to join. The network soon.
Yeah.
And,
well, I got to say, too, you know, thank you very much to Dietrich and On the Path to Truth and some other folks who got this whole mother back up again, you know, got the forum rolling and the broadcasting set back up again. You know, with
yeah, huge own. Round of applause to those
yeah.
guys.
Those guys kicked ass.
I don't know anything about the technical end of it, but I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, a lot of time involved.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not strenuous work, you know, physically,
sure
but it's time.
Yeah. Well, they're the next level. They're the new style. All right. Those guys they came out when we needed them and got VNN forum and broadcasting back on its legs after our last host gave us a bunch of shit. And,
yeah, what the hell? You know what? Since we're on the air talking about this right now with just me and you and no other callers. By the way, Leshrac may want to jump in from Belgium
okay.
if he's still on the forum.
Yep.
But why don't you...
Hey, guys.
What?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? How's the signal?
Sounds good.
Better than before?
I can just barely make you out, bud. It's ringing and there's an echo, and I don't know if it's on my end or what, but sounds like there's that lag still.
Yeah, Stan, you're coming through real clear.
Okay.
You're coming through real clear. Jim, you're kind of breaking up on me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can just barely make you out.
It's you East Coast guys, man. That's what it is.
It could be.
Yeah. Stan, you said before you were getting a delay?
I was, but now everything seems pretty good.
It sounds all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking about all the people who... put back up the message form after we got dropped. Yeah, there was a lot of hard work, I would imagine, in doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to try to find out exactly. I never knew exactly what happened. I mean, why? I've got an idea. I think it's because of all the talk of the upcoming rally in Knoxville. At least I like to think that's what it was about. But somebody put some pressure on, or maybe it was just a coincidence.
Well,
I don't know.
We had our show. Jim, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And,
2 weeks ago.
We had Tom Winicky on there.
Yeah.
And I made the comment that, yes, Dick Warman.
Oh, I remember that. I think I got a couple of fuck you Dick Warmans in there too, right?
I'm right here across the border, Dickie.
That's okay. Right, I remember.
Which, to me, doesn't sound like a threat.
Not at all.
I'm just right here across the border, Dickie. I'm a little closer to the northern border between the United States and Canada.
So and you are, that's a
if
fact.
If you want to come down and visit me, Dick, you know, be my guest, you know, come down to Wisconsin and you know, have some sort of little diatribe about freedom of speech and how you think it should be curbed or whatever. And,
doesn't he go into court and he tells every judge that all these people, he fears for his life from all these people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he does.
That's his M.O., right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Bud, you're blowing me out of the water. I don't know if you drop your mic down in front of your mouth or...
Yeah, pull that bastard back.
All right.
Are you getting that also, Stan?
Yeah, a little bit.
One, two.
There you go.
Yeah, you're way up there. Your volume went way up.
Yeah.
How's that now?
Yeah,
that sounds great. I could hear you breathing, you know, like you were right, you know, like this.
I am your father.
You mean like Stan breathing down the neck of Dick Warman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think what happened was him and his cronies ended up calling the hosting service or something like that and, you know, ratted us out and brought it to the attention of, you know, the hosting service, you know, what we're doing here.
Yeah,
and
that's what weasels do.
Yeah, well, in talking to the vice president of marketing and customer service at the old host, he was telling me that we violated their terms of service, and that's interesting considering they at any time could have looked at what we were doing and decided for themselves if we had done that. But all of a sudden, you know, after that show, they had picked that time to, you know, bust us out or whatever. And, of course, they gave us a big runaround about things and told us that our data was available. And then when we went to retrieve the data, we found it corrupted. So that means that we lost a whole bunch of things for like about 3 weeks. 3 weeks worth of data from the forum that was corrupt.
Hmm.
And that, you know, plays off into the Shannon Christian rally and everything else. So all that,
yeah, there was quite a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. All the headway we made, you know, during that time was wiped out.
Yeah, now Dietrich was talking about this the other night on his show. He said that, I think he said there was about a 95% chance that all of that data was going to be made available. It was already there. It was just a matter of getting it, however you guys do it, whatever you do to get it on up on that there internet.
I hope it's that easy, yeah. I'm not involved in it. I'm not involved in the data recovery.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you may have been.
No. Unfortunately, I'm not clued into that.
Yeah, well, he sounded on his show Friday night, he sounded, you know, as though it was no real big deal. It was just a matter of, you know, the time involved. And
well, there is a lot of time involved in it, yes.
Yeah. Well,
and,
that's,
and
you know.
There's guys that know that stuff better than me. That's why I'm not involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baker usually bakes the cake, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these new guys, these kids these days, get off my lawn in my lawn chairs, are, you know, they're way quicker, man, way smarter. They know what they're doing, so I stay out of their way.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, that's about all there is to it.
Us old-timers got to take a back seat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when we used to, you know, walk uphill to school both ways, you know, and we didn't have arms and legs back then, you know. When we had to roll uphill. So, you know, these kids these days, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
But I guess on the bright spot, if there is a bright spot out of this whole situation with, what is it, carry.net?
Mm-hmm.
Alex is talking about possibly pursuing it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Last I heard, yeah, because, I mean, you know, they gave us a total runaround on it, first of all. And that's theft of data, you know. And, you know, just a general, what do you call it? General dereliction of duty or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, they totally blew their end of the terms of service, so.
What state are they based in, Stan, do you know?
California.
Depending on the jurisdiction, you could take them to small claims in, I guess, either... I guess it would be Alex's home state of Missouri. You know, go after them with a $35 small claims case.
Yeah.
And file a nuisance case and be like, you disrupted our service. Yeah. We're looking for, I don't know, throw a number out there and just say, okay, fine. You don't agree to this? Come to small claims court in Missouri and present right. Your case.
Yeah, well, let alone First Amendment, you know, federal rights, you know. They interrupted our right to free speech. You know?
Yeah, it's filing a lawsuit may sound like an underhanded thing to do, or you're stooping to the Jews level, but it gets things done.
Yeah, well, you got to at this point. I mean, you know, fight them on their own terms. I want to know who called it in. If it's Dickie Warman up there in Canada, well, Dickie, you know, why don't you worry about what's going on up in Canada? Don't you worry about us, you know?
Yeah, there are guys like that who just like to stick their noses in everything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got a problem, come on down here and talk to me, man.
I'm an easy guy. He travels around with, somebody was saying on the forum somewhere that he's got a bunch of bodyguards that surround him when he's like paranoid, ultra paranoid. He doesn't want to go anywhere without all these bodyguards. Or he
fucking should be.
Yeah. Which means he knows he's doing something.
I know if he pulled that shit on me that he pulled on Tom Winnicky, man, he'd be hurting. You know, and that's not a threat. That's just reality.
Yeah, it's reality. I mean, yeah, that's a blood crime, isn't that? Isn't that what's the old?
Yeah, a blood crime.
You
are correct.
Destroying family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's what that is, a blood crime.
Speaking of Tom just messaged me. Hey, Tom. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey. Rashrak wanted to come in here. I know he's on a weird time thing.
Yeah, you want to bring him in?
I'm not really following the forum.
Oh, yeah, he did want to come in. You want to bring him in, or what?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a hell of a guy. When Bud's done, maybe we can bring him in. Because, you know what, it seems like when you get, three people. I don't know if it's a problem on Bud's end, but Bud's coming in very choppy.
I'll tell you what I think it is. Part of the problem is that I need funds, okay?
Is that what it is?
Okay, the inventors, I need money. Okay, because I need to buy another stick of RAM for my computer so that I can host, you know, more callers in. You know, I'm only working with 512 here on a Pentium 4. Okay,
so, is that how it works?
So if anybody has it in their heart to send me another stick of 512 SRAM, or you know, just want to send me some funds so I can pick up one of those sticks, which it will absolutely go to. You know,
what are we talking about, Stan? $50?
I don't know, something like that.
All right.
I haven't researched it, but all I know is that, yeah, I need
charge
more
it to
memory
my
on
account.
This machine.
Put it on my account. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, right?
I remember when 4 megs of RAM cost like $300.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Wow. Yeah, now it's like, it's cheap. Although I see these super sticks, they got like this aluminum coating and all this other stuff going on, and you know, fine stenciling on the side, and they're like $300 a piece, and like 4 gigs for a stick.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some amazing shit.
One other thing that I forgot to mention tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I found an accomplice who, someone who wants to get together. He's from the forum, and I'm going to embarrass him if he's listening. But if we don't have a Lakewood video together in 2 months, you got to talk to Panzerfaust.
Lakewood.
Yeah, so he and I are going to get together, and we're going to make like I don't know what we're going to make, maybe like a Yiddish music video or something. But we're going to be doing some Lakewood surveillance, hopefully over the next month or two.
Cool.
And we'll have that up on the forum.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I should have done that with you, man. God.
Well, it'll get done. It'll get done.
Totally.
I need an accomplice. I'll drive, and I think we got it all figured out.
Cool. Yeah, definitely get that done. That'd be awesome. I mean, there's just so many blatant examples up there, especially on a Friday afternoon. Oh.
What's the latest on the rally?
Don't know for sure. I haven't talked to Alex myself. As far as I know, it's still for the 26th at 3 p.m. So, I don't know. Maybe I should send Alex another message to see if he's available. And we need to get Dietrich in here, too.
Yeah, give it a try and see what happens. If it gets a little too out of control, you wouldn't mind dropping off for a while, would you, bud?
No, not a problem.
Because I hear all this weird stuff going on. I don't know if you guys hear what's and it seems like it comes when you're on, but for whatever reason,
yeah,
I'll
bow out. No problem whatsoever.
Maybe it is an East Coast thing. I don't know what the hell it is, yeah. But I don't know.
Stan's coming through like crystal clear, and you're a little bit. There's a little noise there, but I can still hear you clearly.
Yeah.
Well, bring Dietrich in and see what happens. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not one of these technical guys. I don't know if, according to what Stan's saying, you know, his machine is straining. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, Stan, I got a technical question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this would help us out. On Skype, in your firewall,
uh-huh.
Go under. Let me see. Go under options. Connection.
Right.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, you see the first line, it says use port blah 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 for incoming connections.
Right.
On your online administration for your router, do you have that port open?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I know we discussed that earlier. I'm going to check that out. Yeah.
Because I guess it's kind of like file sharing. You have to open up a port in the firewall for like an incoming connection, like a TCP connection, right?
Right, yeah. Well, this one does it by default. Now I can assign it if I want to a port and open a port. So that's an interesting noise. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. What is all that?
I don't know. I added Theseus.
Sorry, that might be me.
As in Dietrich to the call. And we're getting a 60-cycle hum buzzing
noise. Yeah, I hear
noise.
I hear all that, too, on this end.
And his icon
shit.
Is lighting up.
Sorry.
You have a bad
Sorry,
cord,
okay.
sir.
Yeah, I'm on the road, so I have this cheesy mic. Y'all can let me go, though. I just,
Cheesy mic? TM?
I hear you now. Dietrich,
yeah.
I hear you now. But
oh,
I
okay.
also still hear the hum, the 60-cycle hum.
Are you sure it's 60? Did you count?
Or is Frank?
Oh, it's definitely 60.
Well, it may be a dynamo hum.
Dynamo hum.
I know Stan will catch that, but... I
wanted to say thank you, brother,
well,
for getting us all up on air here.
All right, cool. You're welcome. Hang on one second. I'm going to see if I can get rid of it. Just come right back to me.
All right. Whee! Anything can happen here on FTL. That's
yeah.
the fun of it. Now that we're not tuned well, into
the proper source.
The hum's gone.
No, it's back.
Yeah, I'm still getting that hum now.
Look, I am your father. You must use the force.
Yeah, this is bad.
No, it ain't good.
Now, believe me, I know how he feels. You get on and all of a sudden you disrupt the whole show.
Hey, well, that's having fun.
No big deal.
You couldn't do this on Big Money Radio, you know?
Fuck Big Money Radio. Is that better?
Yeah, actually, it's nice and clear.
No,
okay. It's the wiring. I just unplugged my laptop. Okay.
Oh, the hum's gone now. Hum's gone completely.
Yep.
Ooh, that was bad. That was annoying for a minute.
Yeah, it sounded like a lightsaber.
Yeah, I just unplugged this laptop. I guess it's the wiring here at my in-law's house.
Bastards.
Thanks again for whatever you did to help to get this darn thing back up, Dietrich.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
I know there's
a
lot of time involved. Mighty white.
Yeah, it was at the worst of all possible times, too. It was exam week.
Yeah, you said that.
That really sucked.
Well.
Yeah.
Who's the obscene phone call in here?
I don't know. Who's Darth Vadering?
Is that Bud breathing again?
Who's the heavy breather?
Yeah.
Who's the little breather?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's not me.
No, that's not me either.
Yeah, man.
Dietrich, congratulations.
On
Did
what?
You hear me?
On the form?
You're expecting, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I
forgot,
we think
forgot
it's
about it already,
too.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
No, I can't forget. I can't forget about it. It's a persistent reminder. My little 105-pound wife is swelling up like a balloon, so it's kind of hard to forget. But it's just really, really evident because she's so tiny. But that's all right.
That's
we
cool.
think it's a son.
Nice.
Yeah, it's too early to
tell. You said you saw a penis, right?
Yes, indeed. The doctor did, so...
okay.
Fingers crossed.
No, I mean, yeah. Yeah. There's a hell of a lag time here or something.
There's some weird stuff happening.
Well, anyway, I can give you a little, forum little update if you want it.
Sure, please.
Go ahead. Please,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, you might have to get with Tony to get the a little bit more of the story. At some point, on Tuesday, the message from Carrie.net was posted. I don't know. I'm guessing the form went down on Tuesday at some point. And I wasn't brought in until Sunday late afternoon or Sunday night. And by then, they had already found a new host, and they had access to it and stuff. So Tony gave me all the access codes and stuff. So we had the forum back up and running on late Sunday night, and which that's not really hard to do that, but it's the database where all this where all the good stuff is.
Right.
That that's all of the data is there, and all of the settings, and all of the all of our avatars. I mean, everything is there. It's just bare bones without the database. So the backups that we had one from February and one from April 4th, I think. And the backup from April 4th was that's the one that we're running on right now. So it's April 4th plus the past, let's see, I think, yeah, from since Monday, the content since Monday. So that's what we have. So there's a, like a 3 week or 3.5 week hole there. So okay. What? The problem is they didn't allow us to take our data away in an orderly fashion. They just gave us a raw dump of the files, and a raw dump of the files is not as it's not as good as it sounds. It's not very useful. So what I'm trying to do is piece together back those 3 weeks. So we've been trying a couple different methods, but I'm just going to have to break down and install MySQL on my laptop here and try to work with it here locally. I'm just not having any success talking people with physical access to the server, talking them through doing it for me. So I'm going to have to, like, do it here and install vBulletin here on my local computer and try to get, like, a backup, an orderly backup of those 3 weeks, and then I can load it into the server and everything will be back.
Right.
So. But let's see. Other than that, what we're doing, and Sub Rosa came up with a good idea to have like a sub forum under activism that Alex opened up to talk about these tech solutions, and a lot of people have come forward. Thankfully, a lot of people have PM'd me as I had asked, and have offered resources. And as I keep joking, one VNNer came forward, and what we basically needed was like a lot of bandwidth and a lot of storage to be able to replicate this database so that this wouldn't happen again, so that we could have like nightly backups of the database so we'd never lose much more than a few hours. So yeah, we had a couple VNNers come forward, and I keep joking, this one had more bandwidth than Yahweh himself. So like, I'm really stoked about that. And he's offered. He just said, here, take what you want. Just wow. Message me, and I can give you all the access you want. And yeah, we had a lot more out there than I thought. Excellent. We have some real bona fide IT people that you can really tell they know what they're talking about when they message you. You know, we kind of have the secret handshake. So a lot of them that like you never would have known were IT guys, and they come forward and they've got all this physical access to all this great hardware. So that's very good. I'm very thankful for that, and for everyone who's listening. Like I know Sub Rosa's listening, and I don't know who else wants to be known that they're in on it, but you know who you are, and you're definitely appreciated. And
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very, very helpful. And yeah, I wanted a two-prong approach, one of them being persistent backups and automatic backups, and the other one being the most important thing is that I'm and Alex is hip to this, but I'm going to bring him up to speed on being able to do this stuff himself so that he's not reliant on any tech person or anything like that. We're going to create a small network of technicians that he has access to so that he doesn't just have one go-to guy that he can, A, know enough himself to be able to get the forum and stuff back on its feet, and B, if he needs to talk to someone, he doesn't need someone to just do it. He can have people to ask questions, but he already knows kind of what's going on.
Good.
So that's the other part of that I'm going to be bringing him up to speed on that. We've already had a couple of phone conversations, and so it's not hard stuff if you back it up right and you
right.
put things right. Then, and do a couple small things up front, then everything can be restored a lot less. It's a lot less painful, let's say that.
Yeah.
You're just completely cut off, like carry.net. It really dicked Alex over. And,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, it dicked Alex over big time. So,
I smell a lawsuit.
yeah, but hopefully we're not gonna have to do that anymore. And, no, I mean not hopefully. We're not gonna do that anymore. We're gonna have persistent backups. That stuff is in the works. And
Hey Stan, how many times has VNN been dropped?
Since I've been involved?
Yeah.
That I can count, seven.
It's like twice a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's roughly twice a year.
Roughly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every 6 months or so. But yeah, so this is something that really is definitely sorely needed. And our goal is that this Vienna Informs not down. The goal is like 1 hour, but there's no excuse for it to be down for any more than like 3 hours in the future. That's total.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not hard, and that's going to be done, and the stuff we have in place already pretty much guarantees that already. So we're well on our way to that goal. And
good.
Yeah, it's just a little something that, you know, there's no glory in it. There's no, you know, of course there's no money and there's no glory or anything like that. And I mean, I don't need people to thank me endlessly or anything like that. I don't have any money. I can't send money to Alex, so this is a little bit that I can do. And I'm just glad that
much
I can,
yeah. See, that's the way I look at it, too. I mean, I've been working for VNN for a long time now. And I mean, you know, I've gotten a few little things here and there. You know, I gotta admit that, but for the most part, it's, you know, I'm just simply doing it, you know, for all of us, and for the whites, you know, that's what matters to me, you know. I mean,
yeah, I think that's why we're all here.
Yeah, I mean, we're all working for each other, and that's why it's very important that, you know, like Dietrich here has come out and stepped out and done something. You know, proactive to help. Okay? And I know there's a lot more of us out there who could be doing the same thing, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I want to
I wish I was able to do all that kind of tech.
Well, there is stuff that you can do, and you're doing it. Well, there is stuff that you can do, and you are doing it. I mean. Well, you have a good voice.
Whatever I can do, I try.
Radio.
More heaven.
I got a good face for TV, a good voice for radio, and I got a hell of a collection of music I can type, you know, into.
Buy commercials. Buy commercials. Get yourself a lawn chair. Buy commercials.
No, I was able to send.
I have a good face for radio.
I was able to send Alex a few dollars, you know, toward. I know a lot of this stuff. You know, everything costs money, and, you know, it costs money. If you can send some money, send dough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these Jews have no qualms about writing checks for thousands and thousands of dollars and sending it to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, just the single person sending $10 to Alex for a month, you know.
Pony up.
Make it a recurring thing
if you can, you know. I mean, just, I know Alex
if
is really good about not asking for money and stuff like that, but damn it, I mean, it can't do anything but help.
If you're not satisfied with our service, I mean, you know, let us know.
Alex doesn't ask for money to a fault.
Yeah, but I do.
Yeah. There's never.
Yeah, well,
send VNN money, damn it.
Yeah, it goes to a worthy cause. I mean
yeah,
everybody
sure
knows that you know, Alex is a really good writer and stuff, and to keep him out there and out front, and I mean, me personally, I was well on the way to being yet another one of my family going into these Jew-led wars and stuff before I heard Alex on one of his rants, and so, you know, there's a lot more that I owe him than I can immediately grasp all the time. So that's
exactly.
Kind of the way I feel about it. But
well,
I just want to say this one more thing, and then I have to then I'll let you guys carry on. I see this everywhere. Anytime anyone talks about or references or says that we should do something, like as an organization, there basically isn't an organization. Okay, there's Alex, and then there's Stan that like does some web stuff, and that is it. There's nothing there. We are VNN.
Yeah.
We are VNN. So if you're writing posts, well, you're creating content. Make it count. If you know, but there's nothing there. There's no, you know, I always joke, but it's kind of facetious, that there's a VNN, that I'll put it on my VNN credit card. You know, there is no studio. There is no, you know what I mean? I mean, there's people say, oh, you guys ought to do this and you ought to do that. Well, if you think it's a good idea, you know, bring it to us.
Yeah, Exactly.
You know, do it yourself, and or like message us in the forum and say, I can help you with this. I know a little bit about this. Let's or I can do this. Let me give it to you. You know,
team.
I mean, that goes for everything. If you see if you see stories or something, send it to me on my blog, or you know, send it to one of us or something. You know, show prep is hard as hell, harder than you think. And
it is.
How difficult is it to do a show technically with a computer? How difficult is it?
The way I've got it now, it's easy, right, Stan?
Yeah, pretty much. Technically, as far as the programs are concerned, it's another thing to actually, you know, come up with content and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I meant just the computer and the technical, never mind content, just somebody setting up the program and getting the Skype all set up for callers or...
Well, we've made that pretty easy. That's pretty simple, and all you got to do is message myself or Dietrich or, well, White Man for White Land isn't around right now. But I mean, there's people to talk to. You know, just put the message out on the forum. We'll get with you.
Yeah, technically it's easy.
Yep.
So I mean, there's nothing to it technically, actually. So, don't let that be your thing, you know. It's not much more technically than what you're doing right now. You know, it's just a matter of not freezing up when your time rolls around. But yeah, I just want to reiterate that. Like if there's something, you know, just like in that open forum that Alex started yesterday, and there's people saying, oh, for Free Talk Live, you guys should do this and do that, and I'm like, man, you know, y'all should do that and bring it. I mean, there's like nothing.
Yeah.
There's no one appointed to take your suggestions and put them into play. It's you who has
to
do that.
Yeah.
Like we're pretty much doing what we can manage.
Yeah, you run a pretty tight show there, Dietrich.
Yeah.
You really do. I like what you do. It's tight is the only word I can think of.
Oh, thanks, dude. What I try to do is tight. I try
to me and Stan kind of just freestyle here. We just freestyle.
I model my show after Rush Limbaugh, of all people. I like how he does it. He doesn't have any guests, and he reads the news, and then he talks about it. And I always thought I could pull that off, and this show's just like kind of my, like a proof of concept, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, that works.
And no, it's a good, you know, I do have people on and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I think the best thing that I can do is just get a little like trend towards getting a little better every week. So as long as I can do that, I'm happy.
No,
people message me and say they like it, so I like
good.
That too.
Excellent.
Yeah, the music's great, also.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
well, I think we all do, but there's a hell of a mix going on with, you know, between what you play and what Stan plays, and then this weird stuff that I've been digging up. I mean, come on, when's the last time anyone's heard of Redneck Joe or Yankee Joe and Redneck from Tennessee,
or the Mighty Hamburger for that matter?
The Mighty Hamburger.
That was strange.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Really strange.
Yeah.
But we're all strange in our own sort of way.
Yeah, right.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. I'm pretty orthodox.
No, you actually talk about the survival of the white race, you know, thereby making you strange in the eyes of the American public.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by it.
Gotcha.
But that's that Orwellian dream or nightmare we were talking about earlier.
Of course.
Yeah, that's all happened.
Thanks, guys. Keep going. Keep going a long time tonight. I'm listening. So, and I know there's a lot of y'all listening. So y'all keep going until you fall asleep. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man.
Thanks again, Dietrich, for everything. We'll meet soon.
Thanks, y'all. Too.
Thanks.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
All right.
Man.
Good night.
Take care. All right.
I was going to tell him to bring a Telecaster with him.
Yeah. Right. Well, he was helping me earlier to get back on this whole deal, and he is up in the air as far as a show on Friday because he does have the finals going on, and
yeah,
all that. So I don't know if he's going to be doing a show exactly Friday, but you can definitely listen for him on Friday nights on VNN. If he doesn't have one this Friday, I'm sure we can put something up there. If not a rerun of his show, we'll do something else.
Yeah, the guy sounded tired.
Oh, yeah.
He really did. He sounded either that or it sounded like he was trying to keep quiet.
Yeah, well, he and I, too, today, you know, trying to get everything moving here. We upgraded the server, and actually it's going to cost us a little more, and it's both coming out of our pockets. All right, so it's got nothing to do with, you know, sending money to Alex or none of that stuff. We're footing the bill on this one, so, you know, just...
mighty white of you.
Well, what I want to say about that is, folks, you know, if you want to support VNN, yeah, send money to Alex, okay? You know, because we're taking care of, you know, making sure the broadcasting's going out there, you know, but, you know, help out your fellow white man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, time is money. Come on, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
You guys dump a lot of time into this thing. Yeah.
And, I mean, it ain't much, you know, a month for what we're doing here.
Stan, on a serious note, send me a Skype message with your mailing address.
Why?
Over there, and I'll mail you the cash for the memory.
Okay. Maybe.
That work for you?
Yeah, maybe.
You want me to send it to Alex?
I got to shop it first, you know what I'm saying?
All right, not a problem.
I have the machine here. I got to look at what I need to get if you want to go that route, but we'll handle that in private, you know, because I have an in with a computer company down south here, and I can probably get it, and it won't cost a whole lot. But you're coming in loud and clear, so things are
that's good.
Working real good. Hey, God, it's 10:55 already?
No, it's 11:55.
Oh, yeah, on the East Coast for you guys.
Right. Well, that's the only time. Remember those days?
Do you want to go another hour or what?
Yeah, why not?
I can do it.
Well, maybe we should take a little break. And
all right, yeah, sounds good.
Let me put something up to play.
Well, go ahead and take your time. It's a few minutes before the hour, and I guess there's always something to talk about. I know there's a few other callers that want to try to get in, and
yeah,
Leshrac, I invited him in, and he's now talking about some problems with his mic. And
oh crap!
But
I'm wondering if
there's always more TNB.
Yeah,
I've got.
Well,
something right here.
That's what I want is I want a few stories.
Yeah, I got a couple. I always got a couple. Plenty of TNB around here. I mean, just because you moved out of Niggerland doesn't mean that.
You know what? It's really weird, man. I got nothing to talk about. It's like I could pick some stories from, like, you know, a couple hundred miles away from me.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't have anything in my own backyard like I used to, like Atlantic City and stuff like that.
Yeah, talk about
weird,
the fishing.
Man. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't done much of that yet.
Yeah,
but it's so strange. It's like I don't have a whole bunch of niggers to rag on here because there aren't.
That's got
to
be strange moving from
it is.
The armpit of the universe to Whitelandia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I could start hunting for stories of, you know, white niggers.
Leshrac says it's not 12 o'clock at all. It's 6 a.m.
I was talking to him last night. It was like 4:30 his time, and he was talking about the riots and stuff going on in France.
Yeah, that's something we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
We got a Jew president.
Yeah.
Take much to get people a riot, that's for sure.
You know, they actually said that on the news that he's the president with a visa or whatever it is.
Yeah, know? Dual citizenship. I mean,
yeah.
same as our.
He's from Hungary. He's from Hungary. His parents are from Hungary.
And he's now the president of France.
you know, it's like
what's the title? He's the president, right?
Yeah, he's the president of France. Mm. But I mean, like, you know, his parents are from Hungary or blah 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 or whatever. But right. You know, he's a fucking kike. So you know,
yeah, he's a kike.
I think the title is prime minister, right?
Yeah,
he's the prime minister.
All right, who knows?
Whatever.
Surrender monkey.
He's the head honcho.
Surrender monkey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, come on, man. The guy's a fucking kike, and everybody knows it. You know?
And they're rioting over there.
Yeah, they are, but what are they rioting for?
Well, you know what? It's non-white, so they really don't need much of a reason, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you win a basketball game, niggas will riot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, they won. Let's burn something down.
They had some serious, wasn't it, was it two summers ago? The Knicks were just running around setting all these cars on fire?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What the hell was that about?
Oh, that was just to do.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like Jim said, they don't even need a reason.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Well, yeah. Not much of a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from what I'm reading, there's 592 arrests over there, 730 vehicles torched.
Jeez.
28 police officers injured.
If only it could happen.
And this is all because of a Jew president,
yeah,
prime minister, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Let's take a break and come back in five.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and you're listening to Free Talk Live on the VNN Network broadcasting, Vanguard News Network broadcasting. I'm going to get my tongue out of my ass here and figure out what I'm saying. You're with Yankee Jim and Bud White and myself, Stan Sikorsky, and we're going to do another hour, so you all hang out and mute your mics and hear some big country.
Yeah, mother suckers. Your ass listening to Vanguard News Network broadcasting. Shit.
Yeah, you're listening to Vanguard News Network broadcasting. I'm Stan Sikorsky. This is Free Talk Live. We're in some next hour. Next hour kind of thing going on here. I'm wondering, is Jim there?
Hello? I'm here.
Oh, there you are. And Bud.
I'm here.
Bud, you're there. All right, good.
I'm here too.
All right.
Why am I here? I'm still hearing, which means we have no nation.
Oh, well, you have your feed on?
You sure do.
Yeah, well, turn off your feed there, brother.
I thought I had it all the way down. I had it on just enough to screw it all up.
Hey, Yankee Jim, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, bud.
What state in the union leads the nation in terms of anti-Semitic crimes being reported?
New Jersey.
Anti-Semitic vandalism.
Oh.
Hmm. What state leads the nation?
I would guess... California.
New York.
New York?
Oh, New York.
Really?
And guess what state is second?
New Jersey.
California.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Which I'm proud to say.
With the lawn chairs. And the other lawn chairs.
So why am I thinking California? I don't know. Nothing out there but a bunch of stinking Mexicans.
Now, why do they have that?
That's obvious, right? That's where most of the Jews are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you think about it, how many people have to deal with real nasty, aggressive Jews in Montana? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like up there, Stan? Pretty Jewy up there or no?
No, actually. That's what I mean. It's like I do these shows, you know, when I started doing these shows, I had everything to... you know, talk about, and I get up here, and there's not much to talk about. Not locally, anyway. I mean, I haven't done too much research into, like, the larger city areas, like Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or Chicago, Illinois, you know, which I'm sure a lot of Jews congregate in. But in my local area itself, there isn't too much in the way of TJB, TMB, or TSB. I mean, we have a large Indian population, you know, tribes around here, but they pretty much keep to themselves and don't cause too much trouble, from what I can tell. Even reading the police blotter, I mean, the worst thing that I saw was a stolen goat from a farm. So, I mean,
stolen goat?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's about it, man. That was the big story on the sheriff's police blotter.
Yeah. Every once in a while, they'd find, when I was growing up in Detroit, they'd find a goat stolen.
Mm-hmm.
That GTO, nigga.
GTO.
Motherfucking GTO. They would steal that shit.
or as you would say, a deuce and a quarter.
Deuce and a quarter.
There you go.
That would be Ebonics for an Electra 225.
Yeah.
With a leaning post.
It took $4 to fill the tank.
I think that would have probably cost about $6.
Yeah.
I think if I'm not mistaken, my Mustang used to have a, I could have had a 16 gallon tank. I'm thinking maybe a 12 gallon tank.
Wow.
I forget. I think a 66 Mustang was still, by today's standards, it was still a pretty decent sized car.
Yeah.
But, you know, 27 cents a gallon gasoline is. Yeah, those were the days.
Yep. Yeah, I remember, because I'm kind of a smoker. I miss the 75 cents a pack when I was 13 years old for a pack of cigarettes.
Wow. Yeah. 70, what'd you say, 75 cents?
Yeah.
You know, every time I hear 75 cents, 75 cents, you know what comes to mind?
Hmm.
That scene in that movie with the Jew, Michael Douglas, falling down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much for the Coke? 75 cents! 75 cents! You want to come... Well, how did it go? You want to come to my fucking country and charge me 75 cents for a Coke? 75 cents! 75 cents! Isn't that the scene where he takes the baseball bat and goes,
uh-huh,
goes kind of nutty in the guys in the Gook's store?
Yeah.
That was...
I'll tell you, that's a great movie. It's too bad, you know, that, you know, the Michael Douglas Jew is put in the place of the white man.
Yeah, he played an angry white man, a nutty white man, pretty good, didn't he? Wink,
yeah.
Wink.
Uh-huh.
They're good actors, these Jews. They play nutty white people damn good, don't they?
Yeah.
Most people sit around and think that it's just that, an angry white male.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing what these kikes can do with when they control Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can lead the masses to believe that white men are crazy.
That's like his father, Kirk Douglas. You know?
You talking to me?
Oh, yeah, right?
I think I got that right.
What's the story on De Niro? I mean, it's supposed to be Italian, but I hear something else.
I think his mother's a kike.
Yeah.
I'm not going to swear to it. I could be wrong. He's got a place right up here, just to the south of me, maybe near the town of New Paltz. There's a little fantasy world land called Gardner, and I've actually got a friend who used to. I hired him years ago to work for the same company I did to drive a truck, and he actually did some roofing work on De Niro's house.
Yeah.
Maybe I got De Niro confused with the Jew Sylvester Stallone. Now, that's a kite.
I do believe you do.
Yeah.
I think
I did read something about Robert De Niro having a Jewish mother.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. What's his name? What's her name? Jackie Stallone?
Yeah.
She's definitely she's definitely of the tribe.
Yeah.
No doubt about that one. She's one of those shrieky. What's the friend Drescher type?
Yeah.
I hope the guy doesn't want to put a contract out on me for talking about his mama on the air. That's it. Yeah,
please.
Please. Calling his mother a Jew. I mean,
yeah, right.
That's what she is.
Ah, let's see. I got a bunch of stuff here coming in on the Skype action.
I can't keep up with any. You know, I don't mean to be rude for anyone who's listening, but all of a sudden there were like three or four windows open and just sounds and noises and all kinds of stuff. I had to be rude and leave the I couldn't do it. You know, hopefully I'll get the hang of this one day, but I'm just not a, you know, if they could conduct the conversations on a cassette recorder, then I could handle a cassette.
Yeah.
You know, good at the fast forward and the reverse, but when it gets beyond there, you know, I'm not a technical guy.
Yeah,
go ahead. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
There is a bunch of stuff going on here. I'm just trying to find some stories that we can keep going with here.
Well, here's a real quick one. While you're looking for one, here's a real quick one. A couple paragraphs. This is in Goshen, New York, which is right in the heart of the Jew-infested Catskills. Actually, it's right in the foothills, but a key witness failed to show today for a murder trial. You got to remember, this is little, it's basically Whitelandia. It's Goshen is sort of like a little suburb, an enclave of Middletown.
Right.
But a key prosecution witness in the trial of accused murderer James Big Dog Blagman didn't show up for court today because she checked herself into the Orange Regional Medical Center's mental health unit yesterday.
She?
Now get this.
Big Dog, she?
Shanique Mitchell, 21, of Middletown,
Shaniqua,
began testifying on Thursday in Orange County Court. She says that Blagman made incriminating remarks to her about the September slaying of Franklin Fitz,
yeah,
whose body was found in the trunk of a parked car in Newburgh. Mitchell also says she helped Blagman repaint the Middletown apartment where Fitz lived, and where prosecutors say Fitz was beaten before his bloodied body was placed in the car.
Wonderful.
Mitchell was supposed to continue her testimony today. She didn't show up. Her two lawyers showed up instead.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Robert Freehill ordered them to visit her at the mental health unit, which is in the hospital's Goshen campus, and give him a report on her status. The trial resumed after a lunch break with testimony from other prosecution witnesses. Mitchell may testify after she's released from Arden Hill. She's testifying in return for a deal on a misdemeanor drug charge.
Oh, yeah?
So the bitch went crazy after she realized what could happen to her for testifying against James Big Dog Blagman. And this is all happening in Lily. I mean, this is... Well, actually, Arden Hill is a Jew-infested hospital. We used to actually take—I used to personally take a piece of medical equipment to that hospital.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 15 years ago, and it was becoming very, very Jewy with those Jews that we were talking about earlier—the ones with the black. That's right below Curious Joel, by the way, just a little to the south of there.
Well, you know. I'm finding this quite interesting because it's the second time tonight I've kind of picked up on this, but these Jew-infested areas are now infested with, you know, muds of some sort.
Niggers!
And, you know, how long before they, you know, start to get attacked themselves and start complaining about it?
Oh, it's happening already.
Yeah. And then what? You know, are they going to move on to less traveled places, or what are they going to do, you know? Or does it suddenly become the white man's problem and we have to police it, you know?
Hey, did you guys hear, somebody just, Dietrich just brought it to my attention, that KirksvilleToday.com was mentioned in the Huffington, what was it, the Huffington Post? I think that's kind of cool.
Forgive me for being stupid, but what's the Huffington Post?
It's a blog, it looks like.
Ariana
I've
Huffington?
Read it.
Ariana Huffington?
Arianna Huffington.
Oh, that's hers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think someone else is writing the article, though, David Mills. Hmm. I'll have to look at it later. It looks interesting because Alex Linder's mentioned in the paragraph below DavidDuke.com.
Really?
Yeah, a little plug in there for DavidDuke.com. I think Alex he means Linder. Well. One day he may be doing a show over here on VNN.
Hmm. You're just welcome. Never anytime. Know.
Well, you know he's going to eventually disassociate himself from those people over at that other forum there. Sooner or later.
Yeah.
Oster's after Duke called attention to it, Oster's article was then reprinted on KirksvilleToday.com with a link to the blog, by the way.
Excellent.
A blog affiliated with neo-Nazi organizer Alex Linder.
Neo-Nazi?
Headline.
He's not
quote,
a neo-Nazi. He's a real Nazi.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Headline. All niggers are rapists.
Ah.
That's pretty good. With a link to the blog.
That's a truthful headline.
I wonder. Oh, and he actually pulls a quote or two from the article on Kirksville Today.
Really?
Hate blogger Kville provided this postscript to Lawrence Oster's social analysis. And this is a quote from Kville Today. Jew Oster, of course, being a Jew, doesn't present the correct context. What the Jew doesn't tell you is that it was the proximity afforded these niggers to white women as a result of civil rights that made these rapes possible.
Right.
The Jews were the driving force behind civil rights. The nigger rapist is the symptom. Jew is the disease. Close quotes.
Wow.
That's
how
pretty
good.
How
much truth can you get out of that?
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, follow Arianna Huffington.
Yeah.
And then this author went on to say, well, like Jesus said, you judge a tree by its fruit. With wormy crab apples like this one falling to the ground, Horowitz decided, perhaps too late to remove Lawrence Oster, root and branch, from its backyard. That's some pretty good coverage.
Well, wasn't it the Jews that started the NAACP? Weren't they behind forming that?
Absolutely.
Kibbe Kaplan and another Jew, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. They couldn't have put that. The niggers couldn't have put that kind of group together by themselves. They were propped up by them.
Yeah.
What's really good about this is a lot of people that drifted over from the Huffington blog, the Huffington Post, that made their way over to see this hate site, KirksvilleToday.com. A couple of them could have found their way over to VNNForum.com. Mm-hmm. And may even be listening to the show right now. And perhaps a few of them even can relate to what they're hearing right now. That's the cool part about this radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
You never know who's going to be listening.
Yep. Trickle-down theory, as Reagan used to say.
Oh, and it works. It mm-hmm. works. I know that for a fact. I know that there are people over in the Daily Freeman right now listening, you know, to this show on occasion. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is a couple of emails here and there. And
yep.
You know that there are reporters from Knoxville listening, you know. I don't know if they're listening to this show, but you know they've listened to us in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And that's great. Because they get to hear the other side of the story. They can't talk about it, of course, but they learn something. And they're working inside, and they know everything that we say is true.
Oh, yeah.
They know that niggers can't go to a rap concert without shooting the place up. The only difference is they can't talk about it. They can't write about it.
We can.
Yeah, we can.
Because mm-hmm.
all we get out of the deal, which is fine with me, by the way, is a few attaboys.
Yep.
And I love it.
Hey, this goes back to when we were talking about Hal and Channers.
Mm-hmm.
When we were signing off with Hal, Brescia says, remind the Channers they could get drafted and that we're against that. And she's correct. The Channers, most of them, are of drafting age, and if they ever you know, brought that law in, those guys, hey, you can forget about hacking, because the only hacking you're going to be doing is walking a post in Iraq or Afghanistan, you know.
Yeah, and that's a good point that Bryce Ayers makes, by the way, because a lot of, I don't know how it works out this way, but a lot of these youngins and quite a few of the adults assume that we're like some, how do they, this conservative, all those, you know, I guess it all goes back to that conservative-liberal argument, you know, you're either one side or the other, and I mean, I've had people, you know, say, liberals refer to me as, oh, you, my sister-in-law, I'll use her for an example. I've heard there's been conversation going on at the kitchen table. Well, you conservatives this, or you conservatives that. And I looked at her and I said, you talking to me?
You talking to
me?
Huh?
You talking to me? Conservative? How fucking funny is that? And you know what's even funnier is the fact that if you start discussing this war, like at the gas pumps when you're filling up your car, you know, you just look over to the person that's got a frown on their face because they're standing there pumping $3.25 gas into their car and they're pissed as hell.
Yeah.
And you look over and you know, just put on a smile and say, hey, what do you think about this war that's going on over there in Iraq? You know, you get these guys, I've had guys that almost have wanted to, like, start a fight. You know, what are you, some kind of a communist or something?
Yeah.
What are you, like those terrorists over there? You gotta be a commie, right? I mean, how funny, these people are really confused, man.
Yeah, they are.
Really confused.
Yeah. Speaking of De Niro, Remnant says, hey, De Niro's Jew mother's side also has sired several mulattos.
And oh, that's right. He still has that.
Has a prolific penchant for negresses.
Yeah. What is Ditsune? What is that? The thing with the moolies.
Moulinyans?
Moulinyan. I mean, and actually, he's still married to that. What is her name? Grace Jones, I think.
Grace Jones.
Was that who he married? I know. I got a picture in my head here of him. I can still see him clear as day with some mooly at some event. Or am I thinking of someone else here that went with a mooly?
Who? Wait a minute. I'm asking my wife.
What's that? Oh.
Grace Jones had married that other Amazon.
Oh, okay.
He played in the Rocky movie, right? He played the bad guy in a Rocky movie?
Not the Russian guy.
Was she dating him? She was dating him, or she was married to him, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with all this nonsense.
Hey, Jim, getting back.
Go ahead.
Getting back to something you were just talking about, because I was too young to remember this. The first gas crisis that we had in, like, what, 73?
It was in 73 because I was in the middle of New Mexico doing desert training. In the event that the 101st, which I was in at the time, had to go over, and it was definitely 1973.
And it was definitely
a
result of the, it was part of what, the Arab, 73 Arab-Israeli War?
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, yeah. I forget exactly what was
going
on.
You are right. You are right. I was looking for that. You're right.
And wasn't it because at that time, what was gas? Like 35 cents a gallon, and went up, it doubled basically overnight?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that the Arab countries were punishing us because we were siding, so they shut down the flow, right?
Yeah, basically that's what happened.
Yeah. Yep. How many people in the American public know that?
Not many.
Many at all.
So you take, you know, granted, all right, we'll sit here and laugh today that the price of gas doubled from 35 to 70. But if you think about that, that would be like gas going from, last month going from $2 to $4 a gallon.
Exactly. Which,
or as of today, I mean, over here, as of today, it's about $2.80 a gallon. It'd be like tomorrow, it going up to $5.60 a gallon.
Oh, God, you're
because
lucky.
A bunch of Arabs say, well, okay, you're going to side with Israel. We are going to put the screws to you something fierce.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, today, though, I heard on CNN, the Communist News Network, that gas prices are jumping because all the refineries are closing down for the spring to do their spring cleanup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're doing their spring cleanup. Which
means well, you know what? These people
recycling their machinery and whatever else they
This happens every year now.
Yeah.
This happens every year. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, these sheep, they'll just whatever they hear on the whatever they hear Dan Blather telling them.
Dan Blather.
Yeah, I mean whatever he says. Well, I heard Dan talking about it, so that's why it's got to be true. Some of them are starting to get it though.
Yeah.
Some of them are starting to catch on. I believe me, I do my part with the locals up here. Believe me, I do my part.
Yeah.
And a lot of the locals, you know, 5 years ago, they were rolling their eyes when I'd walk up. Oh, here comes Jim again. He's going to start talking about them there Jews again. But now, you know what? All it takes is a trip to or them Mexicans. He's going to be talking about them there Mexicans like he's always talking about. But nowadays, all it takes is a trip to the local Walmart up here. Or as, this is kind of cool, I wanted to throw this in, and I got a chance to do it now. One of the kids on my road, he's the coolest kid you ever want to meet. He's, I think, going to be 13. He's 12, 13. But I was talking to him the other day, and he said, yeah, we went to Mexi-Mart. I fucking pissed my pants, this kid. He says, yeah. So the bottom line is everyone is starting to notice it. All it takes is a trip to your local Mexi-Mart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to mention the kid's name because I don't want to get him, you know. You never know who's listening. The kid may get in trouble in school or.
You go to the Walmart in Howell, New Jersey over here, and you got the worst of both worlds. You've got the Hasidics and the Mexicans.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
I mean the Hasidics, how they because there's when I used to be able to go to Mexi-Mart up here, I can't even walk. I can't even go to that place anymore. And I've been pretty darn good about it. I haven't been into a Mexi-Mart, in close to a year now, or over a year, a little over a year. But I did see occasionally those Hasidic Jews would wither their way in there somehow. Occasionally you'd see a whole herd of them. I don't know where. I guess they load up before they go out into the Jew-infested Catskills. Such a deal here at the Mexi-Mart. Let's stock up.
Hey, Leshrac wants to get in on this. You want to
bring him in? Because that guy, man, he's got to be starting up the coffee pot by about now.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's
wonderful. I'll sit back here and I'll just sit and shut my mouth and sit back. And he's a good guy. He claims that I brought him to VNN from Stormfront. And he claims that I also brought him over to the Hal Turner radio network.
Really?
So that's good to know, that whatever little bit I do works.
You can ask him yourself. You should be here.
Leading your people into the promised land.
Back.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Leshrac.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's happening?
This is...
I can hear you.
Fucking microphone.
Cutting in and out, is it?
Wait a second.
Yeah, he was saying he obviously it doesn't sound like he can hear us. He was on a private chat with me and he was bitching. Oh, you can hear now? Good.
I think he could hear you without a headphones, Jim.
I can't hear anything he's saying. It's garbled and it's even worse than Bud White was when Bud White came in. I don't know if it's because we got four people on. I don't know what it is. You the man when it comes to the technical issues, Stan.
I don't know shit.
You know, I got to blame you. I mean, I got to blame somebody.
We got to mention tonight before the night's over a reminder for people the date of the rally.
Oh, yeah.
What day is it? May 26th? 3
May
o'clock?
May 26th, 3 o'clock. Knoxville, Tennessee. Be there or be obtuse.
Yes.
Lesh, talk. Speak.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Oh, shit. I hate this.
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Ah, finally.
What's happening?
I hear you, Les, but you're very garbled. So I may not be able to respond.
Fuck Skype.
No, it's probably, I don't know what it is. It's an East Coast thing.
It might be over here, yeah. Yeah, you're coming in nice and clear here, though.
I can hear him fine.
What's happening, man?
Not much. Hello?
What's going on with the France situation?
The monkeys are rioting.
Are they? Chimping out, are they?
Yeah. They decided, if the Jew wins, we're going to trash the country, so...
Ah. So how do you think that works for the Jew?
He kind of pissed them off when he went into the suburbs and said, I'm going to clean all you scum. Typical Jew.
So how do you think that's going to work out?
Civil war? Nah. That would be too good.
That would be interesting. They were reporting here on CNN that, making it a point that he has a passport that he's not really a Frenchman.
He's an Hungarian Jew.
Right. But they were making, sure everybody knew that.
Wandering Jew.
Yeah, it's great for them. Diversity. We got a Jew in charge.
Now, his opposition, the female that was running, was she a Jew also?
No, she's married to a Jew.
Oh, okay.
And she's socialist.
Yeah, right.
Wow, what a choice.
Okay.
Conservative Jewess it's a joke. It's a two-party shell game. Yeah. It's a one-party shell game.
Yeah, basically.
It's all Jews. Hey, did you guys...
I have read somewhere that...
Go ahead.
I had read somewhere that Chirac had Jew blood in him. I don't know if that was true. But I don't think this is something new for them.
Never heard that. Maybe. Chirac was worse than Bush.
Hey, to change the subject.
In what way?
Let me change the subject here 1 second. Brutus, we were talking about Arianna Huffington a few minutes ago. Brutus points out that... According to Wikipedia, Arianna Huffington, she divorced her husband because she found out he was a fudge packer.
Oh.
What's wow.
That?
I'm guessing Brutus doesn't mean like he worked in a chocolate factory either. I'm going to guess that he would have been a candidate for the governor of New Jersey by that statement. Fudge packer. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in. Les Rack was taking a break and having a Coke and a cigarette.
He might be having some
breakfast.
Problems. He might be having some problems with his microphone here.
I could just barely make out... It was sort of fading in and fading out.
Hello, Lush, buddy?
Yeah?
Pal, you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm there.
He's there. All right.
Okay. So you pulled an all-nighter over there.
Yep. I'm a night guy, so...
Yeah, right? Yeah, we were up talking for a while last night, weren't we?
Oh, last night was fun with the riots in France.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were just starting, too, because now the reports are... coming in pretty heavy.
Yeah. This is all good. Let them show their colors. Who the hell's rioting over there? Is it whites or the non-whites or Is it the anarchists who are just trying to stir shit up no matter what? Or?
Monkeys.
Yeah.
Is it monkeys? It is monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta keep reminding myself, whites don't riot. And that's why we're in the state that we're in. I mean, you know, in a nutshell, that's why we're in the sad state of affairs that we're in right now. Because we don't riot.
They're reporting here that like 700 and some cars have been burned or something. And is that?
Well, they will top the record. last time it was finally they counted like 5,000 cars.
Mm. Oh, that's nothing. They've never been in a good old fashioned Detroit riot. That's for sure. That's nothing. 5,000 cars. They should send the monkeys over there to Detroit for some lessons on rioting.
Just makes
I guess they're catching on though.
It just makes me wonder, you know, nope. Like a Jew gets voted in the office and the people who should be supporting the Kike because of Kike policy are burning the country down. You know, it just kind of makes me wonder. Now these dark youths, are they like Muslims?
Yeah, mostly Muslims.
Okay, so they know that the guy who's been voted in is a Jew, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bad news for them.
So that makes sense, yeah. All right.
No, they just wanted the socialists for free handouts.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, these are I remember reading something about this a couple of days ago. One of the reporters, I guess the code for monkeys over there is they're flat dwellers. I don't have it in front of me, the article, but I guess if you ever see if they live in flats, I think that's code for niggers.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's how they word it. They say, oh, they lived in an area where there's an area where there's all flats they live in. Does that sound about right, Leshrac?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's code. Like, we have our code here. I can't think of a code relating to an area. Well, actually, I can. In Kingston, Midtown. Midtown, Kingston is, everyone knows that's where the monkeys live. And everyone knows that when you go, oh, I got to drive through Midtown, that means I got to lock my doors. So I guess when you go by the flats, when you got to lock your doors. Cause, you know, it's the same thing everywhere. Everyone's afraid to say the word nigger. Just say it. We're driving through the nigger neighborhood, lock your doors.
It's illegal here to say it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 10 years if you get caught in public.
Wow, that's, if you say you're driving, if you're in a nigger neighborhood and you state that, you've broken a law?
Yep.
Hmm. In other words, if we were in the car and we had the windows down enough so that the person next to us could hear our conversation, and there was a cop in the car next to us, and we were driving, and I just happened to be riding with you, and you were showing me around. And you'd say, Jim, you better lock your door because we're in nigger town. That would be enough? That's all broke?
No, we'd get arrested and charged and quite possibly sent to jail for 2 or 3 years.
Wow. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, you can't even
democracy.
Say democracy. Wow. What do you do? You got to talk in code then, I guess. You got to say, hey, you'd have to say, hey, Jim, lock your doors. We're in Whitelandia. And that would be the code. That would be the code that I need to know that we're coming into nigger town.
No, the best code here is Utes. Everywhere in Utes? The news and Utes.
Utes means niggers. That's fucked up, man.
When a white guy commits a crime, it's Mr. X did this. When it's a nigger or a Muslim, a Ute did this.
Do they use terms like wolf pack and stuff like that, like a wolf pack of Utes, or do they just say a bunch of Utes?
That's inciting your hatred.
To say wolf pack of Utes?
And that would some do, but they get smacked by anti-racist organizations.
Oh,
well, yeah, too.
What is wrong with white people? Because it's white people who are putting up with this shit. I guess we're fucked up.
Yes. There's more whites in France, Belgium, and all Western Europe defending niggers and all this stuff than themselves.
Yeah, and voting for this Jew that just is running the show now.
Yeah, it was the socialist or him, so he posed as the savior. TJP.
Posed.
Yeah.
Posed, that's the key right there, man, posed. Because let's see what he does in the next couple months. You know?
That's going to be fun.
I see nothing but deviance out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, he's a Jew. I mean, he's an evil-looking Jew, too. Mm-hmm. He looks satanic. Well, they all do. I mean, they're all of Satan, so how could they not look satanic?
Yeah, right.
If you were to say that, if you were to point out, Lesh, that Jews are satanic, I guess that would be an offense, a criminal. That's a serious crime, right? I mean, you'd probably get buried in a gulag for that, right?
right? I'd bet on 5 years.
Wow.
If you were to say Jews if they look satanic. What if there was a Jew like, what's his name here, the head of Homeland Security? Kirov, which literally means devil in Russian. That's what I'm told. Kirov means devil. Now, if you had him running things over where you're at, and you were to say, "Wow, that Kirov, he sure does look like a devil. He looks satanic." Is that a crime? I mean, because he does. I mean, it wouldn't be lying. He does look like he looks like an AIDS-infested devil. But you would have probably committed a pretty serious crime, right? If you were to just...
Yeah.
That's a fact, too. I mean, he does look like the devil. He looks satanic.
He does, man.
What's that? Hate
crimes.
Yeah, so you can't even... Well, I guess the truth is no defense there, as is in Canada.
Yeah, right.
No, it isn't. No, anything that can offend someone is banned, so...
Yeah, well, who determines... Well, that's a dumb question. I mean, the Jew determines what could offend. I mean, after all...
Socialist.
Yeah, but come on. Who's always, you know, rabble-rousing? Who's always leading the socialists?
Yeah, you know, that's what I find weird about this whole thing, man. You know, like this fucking blatant Jew is, you know, now president of France on a conservative ticket, you know, hardcore conservative, and the socialist ticket, you know, female.
Yeah, it's all a game.
Jew ballot, you know, lost, and it's like, you know, but either way, you're fucking doomed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow,
I like that word, doomed. That's one of my favorite words, doomed. Maybe, you know, when I was a kid, I used to read Marvel comic books, written by Jews, by the way, Stan Lee. Dr. Doom. He was one of my favorites.
Stanley Lieberman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right, yeah. Of course, when we were kids, you know, you'd pick up the comic book and you'd pick up and see Stan Lee, and of course you'd think immediately that it was a fucking gook or a chink. But of course, you know, I who would have... And you know what's really funny? That kike, he's from right up here. He died recently. I remember reading something about him. He lived not too far from where I live right now. I'll bet you somebody could do a Google search on that kike. And I think he just died recently, and he lived not in the New Paltz, New York area, if I'm not mistaken. I could have that wrong, but he was real close. But like I said, you know, when we were kids, we'd be reading, you know, you pick up, open up the book, and, you know, the chinks in my neighborhood, there were some chinks that had a Chinese hand laundry up the road, and their name was Lee, and the kid's name was Stanley Lee. He was a little chink. So, you were led to believe that there was a chink that wrote the comics, and come to find out that it's
name, man.
Another kike.
I used that for a
stage
name.
They're in everything. They're involved
doing
in
the
everything.
Metal thing.
What's that?
I used that for a stage name back when I was doing the metal thing.
What's that? Stan Lee?
Uh-huh.
Or Dr. Doom.
No. No.
How about Dr. Doolittle? So you can't even, man.
Huh? What?
Dr. Doolittle, who the fuck knows? Where's this conversation going anyway?
I have no clue.
Dr. Doolittle. Tell me he was a fucking tyke. Tell me he was a president of France.
Surrender.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're sitting over there at 7 o'clock in the morning drinking Coke and smoking fucking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And you can't even go out, you can't even say you're driving through a nigger neighborhood when you see niggers all over the place. That's fine. It's hysterical.
That's
just roll the window up and continue smoking.
I just can't imagine, you know, it's that bad there. I mean,
yeah, well, you just don't think.
In terms of freedom.
We really do. For now, at least.
When I see guys on forums or whatnot saying, oh, we have no freedom, oh, well, so you want to swap with me?
Wow.
Yeah, but you got to remember one thing. This Kirtov, which means devil in Russian, by the way, our head of Homeland Security, he's a member of the same tribe that just got elected. I mean, they all, you know, our clock is running out here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be seeing
another
same.
They, yeah. Did they pass that bill, that hate crime bill, like 1 week ago? Finally.
Well, they did pass it in one thing, but at the same time, there are some stipulations on it. So all we have to do is start getting quite vocal with our representatives, and there's a chance that we can strike it down. And even if we don't strike it down, at least we've made our voice heard so that when we do start doing things that,
yeah, because if you think about it, if they take our speech away, there's really not too much left.
Yeah. I mean, they take away freedom of speech and they take away our gun rights, then we have every right in the world to take
gun
things into our own hands. Oh, yeah. Second Amendment? Yeah.
Say hello to our knife control.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not going to let it get that bad here. And if the average person doesn't step up at that time, I feel sorry for them because there's, geez, I forget the number, but I think it's somewhere near 456 million people in this country who are legal gun owners. Who would hate to see the Second Amendment suddenly struck down. And hopefully,
yeah, but you know what?
Two-thirds
Stan,
of them.
Stan, you know what? Go ahead, and I'm going to jump in.
Hopefully two-thirds of them will not settle for any legal mumbo-jumbo being leveled against them. So.
You know what's really sad? Stan, a friend of mine, he used to be a member of the National Alliance, and he's local here.
Mm-hmm.
Real close to me, by the way, and he's a younger guy, and his uncle I know through my neighbor, and these are all good, I'll call them rednecks, because that's what they are, mountain men, I'll call them.
Right.
These are all hunters. I mean, they're not the they say up here, you know, book smart, but these are guys who, these are hunters, and
white
they're
men.
Good people.
White men.
They're good white men, exactly. Mm-hmm. And my friend said, you know, the sad part about it is when it comes time to round up the guns, as big of a staunch conservative Republican, I mean, these are the sons of like a police chief that I'm talking about right now. He says the sad part, and he's talking about his father, this kid, this friend of mine. He says, you know, as staunch right wing as they are and conservative and believe in their gun rights and all that, he said when it comes down to it, my dad, he'll be, you know, handing in his guns because, you know, he's got it in his head, well, if the government says that it's got to be good, it's got to be right. And I'm not saying all, you know, people, hunters are like that. I'm sure the majority aren't, but there are quite a few that still believe that their government is out for their better interests.
Yeah.
And Or maybe the guy's father is just a complete asshole.
Yeah, or like, the guy's lying about his father.
Yeah, well, no, these are honest working Americans.
I mean, like,
I mean, they're good people.
People who are older.
Some of them are.
Think mm-hmm. about it. People who are older. I mean, I'm 41 myself. I'm going to be 42 soon. Okay.
Damn, make and, you old.
Yeah, but I realize that, you know, guns are the only freedom that we have in this country to keep us free. You know, and now how many people who are above me in age, you know, are there out there who are going to go, well, yeah, guns are the only way we're going to keep our country, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the
not too
red,
too
white,
many.
Blue rhetoric
no, you're right.
And all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You know, how many people are going to go, yeah, that's the only way we're going to keep, you know, our land or our way of life or anything, you know? And yeah, they're dying off. They're that greatest generation and all that other shit. But I mean, there's got to be more of them out there than there's got to be kikes trying to make laws against it.
Yeah, I don't think the average person knows that the kike has infiltrated our government and is making all the laws.
Yeah,
I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It really is, because I mean, we can't go by, you know, like mass media or any polls or anything like that to tell us, you know, hey, World War II veterans decided this about this, you know, or people over 62 decided this about this. We can't decide on any of that, because who knows what's true, you know. The best thing we can do is just try and reach those people, you know, try and get out there to them. And,
I mean, we're talking about a race of people here who was tricked into killing their brothers and cousins how many times now?
Yeah.
You know, World Two, World War. I mean, yeah, we're talking about sheep, basically.
And all
it's
that's
sad,
after the fact anyway. You know, let's go after the college folks. Let's go after the high school kids. You know, the white kids who go, oh, that nigger got more over me and has got my white girlfriend, you know?
No, that's normal, don't you know?
Yeah, well, that's normal on the surface, but, you know, we got to reach those white kids who are going, hey, you know, this is fucked up.
Yeah, some of them are starting to get it.
You know, that's it. That's what we got to do.
It doesn't really take much. All it takes is, well, last year in France, you know, that was a perfect. That's pretty much all it takes is to see real niggers in action and get caught up in the middle of it.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that in itself brings white kids around. I mean, they've been led, you know, spoon fed. You know, the only, especially the whites in the lily white suburbs, the ones who the only niggers they've really dealt with are the Huxtables on TV. I mean, they think that's what niggers are, and you know, when you
and then they see a riot where they set 5,000 cars on fire.
Yeah, or they happen to unfortunately get caught right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was last year. Let me think. Yeah, with the protests going for the new. Let's say voting, working laws that they tried to pass. The monkeys got right in the middle of it and rampage started to hit everyone without really caring for the issues.
That's like, bring this up. I mean, you know, here we had these fucking May Day protests of all the spics. You know, the Mexicans, you know, over May Day. And, in, California, in L.A., they ended up having a big, let's remove them from the street by force, party, brought to you by the, Los Angeles Police Department. And that was the proper response. They started with the proper response. They should have beat the living shit out of them, corralled them into a place where they could catalog them and ship them off back to Mexico. but they didn't go that extra mile. All they did was, you know, gas a few and pummel them with rubber bullets and whatnot. But, you know, at least they started it. Now, it makes me wonder, you know, was this just a probing action to see what kind of response they would get if they got violent, you know, on the police end with things? But, you know, it started the right thing, you know. Hey, let's round these people up. Let's, you know, give them what for a little bit and put them in a, you know, a situation where, hey, they're the hunted.
You know what's really, you know what's really funny about what you're talking about right now, Stan? I don't know this for a fact. I'm just guessing this. Just, you know, the little bits and pieces of the video that I saw. We've all seen the video, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's kind of cool. It's really cool watching Mexicans get shot at with those huge rubber bullets.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, it's fucking cool. Whether they're in the right or in the wrong, I mean, it's still cool. And with that guy pulling his shirt up and that big, huge welt that was dripping with blood, I mean, there's nothing. It's cool. This is what I consider entertainment. But aside from that, they said in a couple of the articles that I read that there were some agitators that and I saw, you guys may have seen it also. I saw a couple of these little masked thugs that we see at our rallies, wherever we go, probably in Knoxville, they're going to be there. These little Jew,
the anti-fa, whatever.
Yeah.
Targets.
And again, I don't know this for a fact, but I got a feeling that they somehow were involved in starting the ruckus here. I could be wrong.
This,
it was probably
if you're on the other side of that fence and you're wearing a mask, I'm coming for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for you. I want you. Do you understand?
Well,
I'm going to be punching your ass, motherfucker. You don't get to wear a mask in my country. You either show your face and stand up for what you believe in, or you're dead meat, okay? So
wasn't that illegal last time I checked,
mm-hmm.
to cover your face in public?
Sure is. Absolutely.
Well, I forget how the law works, but that's again one set of rules for Jews and one set for others. Because I've gone to many demonstrations in Washington D.C. at the German embassy and also the Israeli embassy, and if I'm not mistaken, I may have this wrong, but I think those no mask laws at public gatherings, I think they all originated from the days of the Klan. Remember when they were having the huge Klan march? I think we've all seen the pictures, mm-hmm. of the huge Klan march with the Capitol in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I hope somebody listening could probably add to the forum, but that's the reason they came up with those mask laws.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
you're right.
That sounds a little screwy.
You're right.
But when we went to those rallies down in D.C., we would actually tell the cops, hey, you know, they got masks on. They're not supposed to. And when you're talking to these cops, it's like talking to a stone wall. Exactly. Well, you saw them in action. There was like a stone wall walking towards the mestizos at that park.
And they just
don't respond. No, they get paid to crack heads. That's what they do.
Cool, man. In that case, cool.
Yeah, well, in that case, it was. But, you know, and they were generally pretty good. You know, they were pretty neutral down in Washington, D.C. at the rallies that I've attended. The only thing is they would not make the other side remove their masks. And one day it's going to come down to it when there's just not enough police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that day's coming.
Yeah.
There will be a day when there's not. I mean, that day's here already. What am I saying? Mm-hmm. The National Guard, we were talking about it earlier on the show.
Yeah.
When Hal was broadcasting. I mean, we've got people now who need the National Guard in Kansas, and they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're overprotecting the state of Israel.
A lot
so
of
that
cops,
day's here already.
A lot of local cops are in the National Guard. So if they're shipped off to Iraq, they ain't in town.
It goes down the line.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking about Spig, did you saw that video, I think, that's like 2 or 3 years old, the amazing racist picking the day workers and driving them to the immigration office?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Unfortunately, that's a Jew.
I think he's a Jew, isn't he?
Yeah, he was a Jew.
I mean, if he's not a Jew, he missed a good chance to be one. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anyone Jewier looking than that guy.
Yeah, he was a dyke. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he's actually funny. But you know what? Most dykes are funny when they're not fucking over, you know, white people.
Oh, yeah.
They're funny. They're good at, you know, acting and being comedians and all that kind of...
With their lawn chairs and their other lawn chairs.
Yeah, he's got... He's got that Larry Fine of the Three Stooges hair going on, and then he's got that big fucking hooked beak, and he's a big, tall, skinny, dorky guy. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny to see him go into a nigger cleaner's to get his Klan robe cleaned. That's hysterical.
Yep.
Why can he do it and why can't we? Why can't we? Because he's a Jew, and obviously, and we're not. It's humor. When Jews do it. Yeah. It's racism when we do it.
Yeah.
Which is all good, by the way.
Yeah.
Some people see through the bullshit.
Hey. Who's going to listen great. To you want, who?
You want to take a break, Stan? You see what time it is here, right?
It's like 1 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah. Well, it's only 12 your time. Mm-hmm. It's fucking 7 o'clock in Belgium.
Oh, Jesus.
Time for another cigarette.
Well... Actually, I'd like to kind of shut it down.
Coke.
I'd like to shut it down for the night here, actually.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Yeah.
4 hours passed us right by again.
Yeah, I know. But
that means we were having fun, right?
We had some serious good 4 hours. Especially the first two, because we went out across the country.
Yeah, it was a good show
tonight. Even ended up on FM radio stations, which is really cool. That's a first.
Yeah,
for BNN,
I hope.
I want to see what the ratings come up for that. That's going to be interesting. But, yeah, I think we've had a good show. And actually, Dietrich was telling me he might not be able to make Friday night, so somebody's got to make up for him. So maybe we could, pull a guerrilla action on Friday night.
Fats Waller used to say, one never know, do one.
One never know, do one. Nope.
That's Fats Waller.
But we could.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Well, I just might, you know, and if you want to join in, be my guest. And
well, if I don't, I'm sure many others would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can count me in. Of course you could.
You know, we might not call it Free Talk Live. We might call it Friday Time.
Flash Mob.
Friday Time Lately. FTL.
Something like that.
Something like that. And, we'll get on and have a good time. So
I know Dietrich would do it for us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I guess we could reciprocal, as Norton would say.
Yeah.
It's got to be getting late. I'm starting to get fucking goofy.
Yeah, unless you can give us the latest casualty figures on the latest riots over there. Please.
Now you mean car numbers or?
Yeah. Whatever's going on.
Last time I checked, it was 1,500 cars, something like that.
Wow, man. That's awesome. And it's not on my news here at all.
Probably didn't make it to America.
Wow.
It's over on Drudge, but it's not. I don't think it's been updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got CNN on all night and nothing. Nothing at all about it. All they're doing is, you know, taunting him as, you know, the latest, greatest thing to slice cheese or whatever. You know?
Well, he's a Jew.
Yeah.
He's a fucking hooky. He's a fucking kike.
Unbelievable, man.
Let's say goodnight, Stan.
Goodnight, Stan.
That's it?
All right, well, y'all been listening to Free Talk Live Monday night with Yankee Jim. My name's Dan Sikorsky, and thank you to the Hal Turner Network again. And Bud White was here, and Leshrac, and who else do we have?
Nobody.
Okay.
Theseus. Don't forget.
Oh, the yeah, yeah. Theseus. Actually, we did. Yeah, Theseus Dietrich. So, everybody, you know, this is what's happening, and make sure you tune in. What is there, a show Tuesday? No?
We'll see. You can find out on VNNforum.com.
Yeah, yeah, VNNforum.com, govnn.com, check those out. Wednesday night, I think we'll run Hal Turner on here. And Friday night, if Dietrich ain't in, well, we'll cook something up. But everybody hang out, you know, this is the place to be. VNN.
Sure is.
And Jim, thank you very much.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. And we'll, thanks for listening.
We'll plan this up better for an ending next week.
All right. Good night, guys.
Yeah, drink up, have fun. Talk to you all soon. Here's some cheap trick. I'll be the scene out of here.
White power.
White good power. Night.